All right, I see Joe Biden on your flash drive. What'd he do?
Why do you assume it's something bad?
Why else would you pull it?
All right, it's something bad.
Who'd he piss off this time? Blacks?
No.
Middle Easterns?
No.
Crippled?
No. The Jews.
What'd he say to who?
I'll let him say it, but I'll give you the setup. Joe Biden was giving a speech to mark the 40th anniversary of the Legal Services Corporation in Washington. Vice President Biden acknowledged using a poor choice of words.
My son is Attorney General. A year in Iraq, came back, and that's one of the things that he finds is was most in need. When he was over there in Iraq for a year, people would come to him and talk about what was happening to them at home in terms of foreclosures, in terms of bad loans that were being, these Shylocks who took advantage of these women and men while overseas.
I missed it.
The word?
Yeah.
So did he. But it's the word Shylock. That's a derogatory term for Jews.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Thought it was a reference to loan sharks.
It can be, but it's also, its history is based in negativity towards a Jew. Because it's actually from the Shakespeare play, The Merchant of Venice, and it was the name of the villain, a Jewish moneylender.
Is that a Jewish word?
No, it's a Shakespearean word. It was probably one of those that
it was just
Shakespeare
the character's, name.
The term comes from the Shakespeare play Merchant of Venice. Yes, the name for the villain, a Jewish moneylender.
I didn't know that. Why not just call them loan sharks? The bankers, not the Jews.
I understand.
I don't want any of this Biden stuff.
I don't blame you. I think it's smart. He could have, but he went with a term that he thought was just a general term, not so specific to a group.
I'm going to have to look it up.
But it really is. It's another lesson. One of those words that you think isn't necessarily derogatory towards a group of people until someone says that it is. And you're like,
I doubt how many people even really know the word. I just know it because of, who was it? Get Shorty? I think they used it in that. Chili Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him use it on the Rockford Files, referring to It was a loan shark. Is that one I always talk about, Chloe?
Larry?
Electric Larry.
Yeah.
One of the Rockford Files.
Oh.
He's the one that didn't give you no terms.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Played by the black guy from Magnum P.I. The only terms you got, if you didn't pay him, you going off the roof.
Yeah, I don't know how I knew it as a derogatory thing. I just did.
I never knew it was. Shylock is not a Jewish name, nor is it known before Shakespeare's play. However, scholars believe it probably derives from Sheila, Hebrew for... Well, that doesn't tell me anything.
No.
Shakespeare. Yeah. If that's the only reference to it, then yeah, it's not very complimentary to the Jews.
No, it's not.
So, what did Biden say?
He responded, well, first of all, the head of the Anti-Defamation League put out a statement criticizing Biden by saying Shylock represents the medieval stereotype about Jews and remains an offensive characterization to this day. The vice president should have been more careful. That's according to Abraham Foxman. While he was still calling Biden friendly to the Jewish community, basically he had to issue a statement saying, hey, come on, Joe. Really? To which Joe
said, well, you know, with Biden, none of it's ever meant maliciously. He's just an idiot.
It's not, but that's one of those things that, as the head of the Anti-Defamation League, you need to call him out on and say, hey. And so he does, and Biden responded in kind, releasing a statement saying, Abe Foxman has been a friend and advisor of mine for a long time. He's correct. It was a poor choice of words, particularly, as he said, coming from, quote, someone as friendly to the Jewish community and open and tolerant and an individual as is Vice President Joe Biden. He's right. But he doesn't say anything as far as I wasn't aware of the root of the word. I just thought it meant loan shark.
It's a word I've never used. I was going to say loan shark. I just say loan shark.
Right.
All right. Actually, it's not as bad as some of the other stuff he said.
No, it's not. I mean, but at the same time, when it comes from Biden, you know that there's no ill will. It's just more of the ignorant racism or the ignorant bigotry that he has. There's no anger in it from him. There's no malice.
What a tard. I know we should show more respect for the vice. No, he's still a tard. I wish we had kept some of the other clips when he was talking. What was it about? Middle Easterns? Was that Biden?
Yeah, where he was in his home state of Delaware talking about the
7-Elevens?
Yeah, he was at a 7-Eleven saying how they come over here and they work at the something like that. Yeah, it was bad. Donuts.
Hang on, I think I found it.
Oh.
If this is the right, this is the right clip. Actually, I've never seen the video. I've only heard the audio.
I haven't seen video either.
I think one of his aides starts pulling him away. He's going, ah, they're all over the place.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Manish, how are you doing? As you know, I got a lot of support from you, Cindy.
That's where, and more to come, I think.
Yeah, so. No, I've had a great relationship. Right. In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. To fully, I'm not joking. Oh, gigantic.
I'm excited for you.
That's a shorter clip.
Yeah, but
one of the other ones that I think that we played. Somebody's pulling away. He's going, I'm not kidding.
He said it in there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said it. I'm not kidding part.
I'm not joking. Oh, gigantic.
Nobody pulls him away in this clip. I wonder if he's got like greatest hits here on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like instead of, what was it, President Ford, he was the klutz. He was always falling down things.
Yeah.
Biden's the verbal klutz, just of the vice presidency. But then again, so was Dan Quayle.
Dumbest quotes, Biden's. Yeah. I'll look for it during a break, see if I can find a longer one. What was his other one? He wanted some crippled guy to stand up?
Yeah, at a campaign event. He wanted a paralyzed man to stand up, realized that that wasn't going to happen.
Oh, God bless you. Hey, everybody else stand up. Make him feel bad.
That's right.
Who are you, Kanye now?
Kanye's a hack. He's ripping off Biden.
Okay, that was kind of a non-story. Although if you Google it, just Biden. That's all that pops up in the news.
Absolutely. It's one of those where if you're a right-leaning, you know, news outlet, it's a kind of a lighter story because it's Biden. He doesn't mean it maliciously. But you can still use it to attack the White House.
I'm really surprised when he ran with Obama, they just didn't take his vocal cords out.
Well, and the ironic part is one of the main reasons for selecting Biden as a running mate for Obama was his experience overall, but especially his experience in foreign policy. And one of the biggest knocks against the president throughout his presidency has been his foreign policy, especially over the last, I don't know, year.
Okay. You got anything else?
Yes. Let's see. This made me laugh. I saw that. This is cut number three. There's a video that's been pretty popular, and by pretty popular, I mean yesterday it had 15.5 million hits on YouTube. It's a husky puppy lying on the floor, completely limp, not wanting to get in his kennel.
Time to go in the kennel. Kennel time.
Is that the dog?
Yeah.
Kennel time. Come on. Let's go.
Sounds like a cow.
Sounds like he's saying no. It gets better.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Time to go in the kennel. Kennel time. Kennel time. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Bliss. Come on, kennel time. Come on.
Did you actually see the video?
I did. I saw the video. This is actually a condensed version. The video, the full video is like over a minute. And I think part of the reason there's 16 million hits is...
You're kidding.
No, when I pulled this, it was like 15 and a half. I assume it's over 16 now. Is that this is me at my house every morning with our big dog. All right, get your kennel.
Come on, please. Come on, kennel time. Come on, kennel time. It's time to go. Kennel time. Come on, kennel time.
Walk off.
And the dog does one of those things that a drunk will do, or just like a temper tantrum kid, just lie on the floor and then just stay there dead weight. So the guy is trying to pull him a little bit on the rug in the living room. The dog is like, no.
It's always fascinated me that animals know the concept of dead weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take the dogs, pick any of them. That when we take them to the vet, get right outside the door, all fours, just drop it.
Duh.
No.
We actually got to the point now where it's, we'll tell Daphne, all right, get in your bed. And then she's usually pretty good about that, usually. But then Joel, 40 pounds of, he ducks his head and starts to back up towards the bedroom thinking we won't see him and we'll just magically forget to put him up.
And you're sure they didn't dub that in?
As far as I can tell.
Kennel time. Kennel time. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Bliss. Come on, kennel time. Come on, kennel time.
I know you told me twice. What kind of dog is it?
It's a husky. It's a younger husky. He's still coming into his own. He's being rebellious.
What do we got? A couple minutes?
Yes.
Alfie, did you get that domain registered?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What was it? Was it last night? Or was it? Last night or the night before we were sitting around looking for new domains?
Oh, last night. Yes.
Okay. Now that Clear Channel has changed its name to, is it just iHeart or iHeart Media?
iHeart Media.
Chloe and Alfie were looking for different iHeart domains to swipe. To see if they remember to register everything.
Oh, and just try to squat on them and sell them back to the company?
What? Man. What all do we look at, Alfie?
We looked at iHeart Digital, iHeart, what else? iHeart Broadcasting, any variation of the word I or spelling of it.
Yeah, we even looked up EYE Heart.
Really?
That one wasn't available, was it?
No, it was not.
I would imagine they would have snagged at least that one.
I don't know.
And then forward it to the people that don't understand the I part.
There's one that they missed.
Which one? What'd you do?
The domain is ioniheart.com.
No. Mm-hmm.
But you don't.
Let me give it to Chloe. Just put his name in the middle of the page, nothing else. Ioniheart.com, Chloe. It's not that ingenious, but certainly it's got to piss somebody off.
Well, I'm sure someone in the IT department at the corporate level be like, hey. Because I've actually wondered when big companies, when they have whatever their company name is, how many variations of websites that they'll actually snag. And at what point do they cut it off and be like, all right, that's it. Because I know at one point I had all the variations of danomalley.com because when I first saw that it was available, .com, .net, .info, .tv, whatever, I thought, I want them all.
Then you get excited, and then you realize.
I don't need them.
After a couple of years, F that.
Yeah, I just pared it back. And I made a few other Dan O'Malley's around the country happy.
Mm-hmm. You can always tell when somebody didn't get the domain they wanted because then they would have something like mydanomalley.com. Yeah, com.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or the.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had to do on Twitter. I have to do the Dan O'Malley because some other Dan O'Malley got it before I could.
There can't be two?
I guess not. You can't have the exact same handle.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you have to have the variation. But, yeah, the snapping up websites, Especially if you get good and toasty at night.
Especially, they start running deals. I think paid $1 for the domain.
Really?
I think.
Wow. Yeah, then
they come in bundles. You can bundle it all together. If you buy all of them.
You get like 10 domains?
Like I own iHeart.net, info, FM, TV.
Got it.
I just got the one, though. So if anybody wants .net, go get it.
And maybe you, too, can just put Chloe.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:34, first check on traffic, Alfie Coy. KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Alliance Gateway. Got an accident blocking pretty much everything. The right shoulder is the only thing getting by right now. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Alliance Boulevard. It's about a 45-minute delay through it. All the idiots going northbound are staring at it. They have you backed up back to the Golden Triangle. And in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before the tollway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lunar Road. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Mini Cooper. Tonight, a chance for some scattered storms with an overnight low of 76. Then tomorrow, a chance for storms in the afternoon with a high of just 87. Right now, 94 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, you got more audio? You want to start news?
There's one more piece of audio. Play cut 4. This is a recording of a doll. Tell me what you think it says.
Get your sparkle on. Off the hook. Off the hook.
What is she saying? Because I got to hit the delay.
It's off the hook.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Stop. I don't want to play that again.
I know. I felt like scaring you a bit.
She's saying off the hook.
She's saying off the hook.
You're sure?
Yes. It's a new Barbie doll that's part of the Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse series for a Barbie reality show. A mom in the UK was upset because when her kid played the Barbie voice, it sounded like she was saying,
what the F?
But instead, the Barbie is saying off the hook. It's just,
well, there's nothing I can do about it now. I can't go back and hit the play.
Well, she's saying off the hook. It's a Barbie.
Well, they also say people think in the highway to hell, he's saying season ticket. I don't care. Barbie can say, who is it? It's not Hasbro.
Mattel.
Yeah, Mattel can say whatever they want.
Yeah,
that sounds like what the F.
Yeah, to me, I hear off the hook. But it's at least those two words are more closely related as opposed to ticket and the N-word, which aren't even in the same.
No, they're
nothing.
Are they recalling it?
I don't think so. I think Mattel has basically just said, slow your roll. Barbie's saying off the hook.
This isn't the first time that they've had toys come out where it sounds like saying something else.
Yeah, and in other times with those previous toys, they've had to pull them. They've had to be like, yeah, it's pretty bad, or for whatever reason, it didn't sound like whatever the company was trying to say, whatever the doll was trying to say. But
is that it?
Yeah.
What is this one about? On your flash says Neil Armstrong, spooky.
Yeah.
Coincidences.
Yeah.
What is that?
This is. There's a guy on YouTube. He has a channel called, I believe it's called Vsauce. His name is Michael Stevens. He has 8 million subscribers. He's not one of the typical YouTube millionaires. His videos have over 600.
I didn't know there were typical YouTube millionaires.
They're usually more mindless things. This guy, he makes a living uploading educational videos to YouTube.
His entire income comes from YouTube?
I don't know if his entire income, but supposedly he makes $1 million a year doing these. Anyway, he's a young white guy with a beard. Then most of his videos answer off-the-wall science questions, like what would happen if everyone on Earth jumped at the same time?
Who cares?
The internet.
It's stupid. Yeah, you're not going to be able to. Why?
People ask these things. And then he'll pick and choose, and then he'll make videos about them. The answer on that, by the way, is
I don't care. In fact, I don't even know.
All right.
What do we got? Eight? Six? How many billion people?
Seven.
Okay. All right, what would happen?
The answer is that even if all 7 billion of us stood shoulder to shoulder in the same spot, it would only cause a somewhat minor earthquake. But his newest video is called Spooky Coincidences, where he lists crazy facts, one of which is if you reverse the audio of Neil Armstrong saying, "That's one small step for man," I'll let you listen to it, see what you think it sounds like.
"That's one small step for man.
Not a clue.
He's saying it sounds like backwards, man will spacewalk.
"That's one small step for man.
People give him money for this?
Well, YouTube does.
If you have to tell me what he's saying, it's not obvious.
Yeah, I heard Niagara Fall.
Did you say Niagara?
Niagara Falls.
Okay. Like, yeah. You might want to really emphasize those letters better.
"That's one small step for man.
Yeah, close right. It's like Niagara Space Fall. A dildo."
Yeah, but he's got over 675 million total views.
Okay, what are these other cuts?
There's one. There's a bunch of them, but this other one is a. He talks about phonetic palindromes, which is when a whole sentence or a paragraph sounds the same in reverse. So he read a poem, then played it in reverse.
"When I wonder why what's never been's never been so, we would lie when we say, yes, you know we all love you. What's never been's never been so, hell, we're nowhere now. Wonder what was never been's never been."
Sounds like he slipped the N-word in there.
"Wonder what was never been's never."
I think he said it a couple of times.
Hey,
I think J.D. Ryan should sue him.
Hey.
J.D. mastered backmasking and stuff a long time ago.
"Yeah.
Oh, we're nowhere now. Wonder what was never been's never been's the we the law you when we say yes, he knew all that we was never been's never been's the we all were nowhere."
I think he did that just to drop the N-word out.
I think he's saying never.
Not backwards, he ain't.
Wonder what was never been's never.
That's not no.
Well, maybe that's how he gets so many YouTube hits.
"Prevents the we the law you when we say yes, he knew all that we was never been's never."
No.
You don't think so?
It's not never.
Not even a little bit?
There ain't no.
A smidge?
There ain't no V in there.
Let's go.
"All that we was never been's never been's the we all
last know one.
We say yes, he knew all that we was never been's never."
I like how you back away from your microphone.
Did you not hear that when you listened to it the first time?
No, I did. That's why I pulled it.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's some nerd on YouTube.
"The law you won, we say yes, he knew all that we was never been's never been's the we all were know we all know."
That's more blatant than AC/DC. But he's supposed to be saying never?
I believe so.
"When I wonder why what's never been's never been so, we would lie."
So never.
Wonder why it sounds like something else backwards. It's what? I mean, it's going to sound like something else backwards, but I don't get where the guz come from.
I think you're just, you're.
I ain't reading anything into that.
"Friends, the we the law you won, we say yes, he knew all that we was, never been's, never been's, the we all were, no, we all know."
It's almost like you want to hear it.
I don't want to hear anything. Everybody else hears it, right?
I hear it, kind of. I hear the word saggy ass somewhere.
Yeah, there's a G popping in out of nowhere.
Maybe that's what alarmed him.
And that's called a palindrome?
Phonetic palindrome, yeah. The whole poem, so basically it sounds entirely this. Almost entirely
no,
the same.
No, it doesn't.
Well, no, clearly there's some differences.
Let's do news.
But real quick, there actually is. They actually just held the awards. I think it's called the Webbies or something, or the Streamies. It's an award show based solely for YouTube celebrities.
And
a bunch of them. There's a number of them that have become, you know, their own entities, entrepreneurs and everything, and they make a total living just on their YouTube videos.
Just from advertising?
Yeah.
They don't sell it. YouTube does, and they give you a percentage?
It's the whole licensing thing. Because you have someone that will get, you know, millions of subscribers, and somehow you get the revenue from the ads that play before the videos, and it's a sharing deal with YouTube.
Like that Jenna Marbles chick.
I imagine she's one of
them. Who was that?
That's that she's a hot chick, and she just gives, like, advice and bitches about bitches and various. You've seen her before. You played her before.
Yeah, you played a couple of her stuff in the past.
Let me see if I still have it. Nope. Let me see if I just called her bitch. dumbest bitch on the planet. Yeah, I got a lot of clips with bitch in it.
Not surprised.
Nasty porn bitch. News bitches, shut up.
Okay, I don't like that face you just made.
I don't know why there's one in there. I'm not even saying it. I'm trying to figure out what all these... I got to start looking through my flash more often.
You've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I know it. Bitch kebab. I got to play one of these. I don't know what any of these are.
All new to reality television. One bachelor, 25 women. One with an STD. Will he choose the wrong one? The premiere of Which One of You Bitches Gave Me Syphilis? Tonight on Fox.
I'd still watch that.
That's not a game show I'd want to be on.
Man. Yeah, and they fool you by thinking, I'm going on The Bachelor. Not really. Similar.
Tonight, an investigative report. Why bitches can't shut the f*** up. Tonight at 10.
Okay.
Well, Sweeps is coming up.
What is The Bitch Goes?
The Bitch Goes?
What the f*** is this for?
I don't remember half the stuff we do.
It's a struggle.
I don't remember any of these.
It's fantastic.
I wonder if we were doing mornings.
It's possible.
Look at the date on
it. Yeah, I'd say, do you have that?
It's February of 2012. So no, we had already moved to afternoons by then.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the things we did in the mornings, I have no recollection.
Nope.
If it weren't for Best Of, I couldn't tell you what we did the year and a half. How long do we do mornings?
Yeah, it's a little over a year.
Yeah.
Just a real foggy.
The word. Bitch goes.
You not my daddy.
Okay, that one was stupid. All right, go ahead. You got time for birthdays.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. Birthdays today from NASCAR. Jimmy Johnson is 39. Director Bryan Singer turns 46. Actress porn star Carolyn Monroe is 46. She starred in 235 films, including White Men Can Hump and Jungle Beaver. Paula Jones, Bill Clinton's side action, is 48. Actor Kyle Chandler is 49. He played Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights TV show. He's also in Argo, Wolf of Wall Street, and Zero Dark 30. Comedian Rita Rudner is 61. Elvira turned 63 today. And basketball coach, former, now with the New York Knicks, Phil Jackson, turned 69 today. Vikings owner, Minnesota Vikings owner Ziggy Wilf said the team made a mistake in bringing back star running back Adrian Peterson following his indictment on a felony child abuse charge in Texas. The Vikings had benched Peterson for this past Sunday's loss to New England, but the next day the team said they would bring him back and sponsors reacted swiftly. The Vikings had at least one major sponsorship suspended. Several NFL advertisers, including Anheuser-Busch, expressed concern about the league's recent off-the-field problems. Even the governor of Minnesota said it was embarrassing. So early Wednesday, the team said Peterson would be barred from all activities. Co-owner Mark Wilf said that the decision was absolutely not related to sponsor concerns, even though it came really close after sponsor concerns were raised. Castor Motor Oil, Special Olympics Minnesota, and Mylan Incorporated.
Why even make that statement? You know it was tied in with revenue.
Because they got to say that it wasn't tied into revenue.
I just say we made a mistake and we didn't realize it until our advertisers went, hey, this is probably not a good idea.
Because if you wait for the money to start bitching at you, then you failed on a
human
level.
No, I'm just saying, after they started raising concerns, you go ahead and say, we didn't realize we'd screwed up until the advertisers brought it to our attention.
Oh, well, I guess they could go that route. Nike.
Because you know they're lying otherwise.
Yeah. Nike, in a statement to CNBC on Wednesday, said Nike in no way condones child abuse or domestic violence of any kind and has shared our concerns with the NFL.
I'm glad they made the statement. I'd go back to buying Nike shoes.
Mm-hmm. I was concerned there for a while. We have suspended our contract with Adrian Peterson. Peterson was indicted after using a wooden switch to spank his 4-year-old son earlier this year. GM of the Vikings, Rick Spielman, said he does not know how long the case will take, and until these legal matters are resolved, he will remain away from the team. Peterson has an October 8th court appearance scheduled in Montgomery County outside of Houston on the injury to a child felony charge.
I wonder what outcome they're waiting for. If it turns out they decide, okay, this wasn't a felony, it was a misdemeanor, they can let him back?
Well, then at that point, then he might be subject to league penalty. Under the collective bargaining agreement.
I just wonder what level, whatever the case, wherever it ends up, they're going to go, okay, misdemeanor, we'll let him back. If it turns out to be a felony, he don't come back.
Yeah. Well, my guess is on something like this, it's a felony charge now with an October 8th hearing. Since he's now been barred from team activities, one might assume that he might want to try to get this over with quickly so he can get back on the field. But keep in mind, he's getting paid. So it's not like there's a monetary need for him to get on the field. It would just be a competitive need for him to want to be out there.
Okay.
In other words, if he was not getting paid, this might wrap up pretty expeditiously before that hearing or right around that hearing as far as, hey, I'll take a plea deal, get me back on the field, I need to make some money because I got a lot of baby mamas I got to support.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh. Does he really?
Yes.
Like how many?
It's like 5 or 6.
All different women?
Mostly.
Why would you keep making that mistake over and over? Having a lifelong commitment to somebody you don't even know if you're going to stay together with a year.
I'm guessing that wasn't planned.
5 times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
he needs to start endorsing Trojans. Although he don't use them.
No. Maybe that's just one of those where the company would go to him and say, all right, look, this is one of those we feel like we could really help you.
So the court hearing is October?
October 8th. I mean, and a lot can happen in an NFL season from now until then. So I'm really curious to see
if they even drop the charges, if they would let him back.
I don't know, man. Because
they already got sponsors crawling up Vikings' ass.
They do. If for whatever reason the charges get dropped, I still think the team would have him out for at least another week at least.
Oh, okay.
Some sort of team-imposed suspension or something. Because the photos are already out there. The details are out there. And as you said, sponsors are already crawling up the ass of the team and the NFL, which is a quick side. When the general manager for the Vikings on Monday first reinstated Adrian on Monday, saying, all right, we made him sit out last week. They did it in front of the Vikings logo, which also has the Radisson Hotel logo next to it. You can imagine Radisson not being too happy with that.
And that was the press conference where they said, we're going to let this play out in the legal system before we make any decision.
Right. And then Anheuser-Busch sent a letter to the league.
We made a decision. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
404, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. A lot going on. We'll start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right after Alliance Gateway. Still got that accident blocking everything. Well, pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Eagle Parkway. It's about an hour delay through it. All the morons going northbound can't help but stare at it. They have you backed up back from Golden Triangle.
Also in Fort Worth, southbound east of Bay 20, right at Lancaster Avenue. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Brentwood Stair. Into 40, eastbound Highway 80, right at FM 688. Got an accident blocking everything. Traffic is completely stopped back from Lawson Road. In Dallas, southbound 45, right at Illinois. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Lamar. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound 635, just before the tollway, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Lunar Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Tonight, some scattered storms, a low of 76. Tomorrow, storms in the afternoon, along with a high of 87. Right now, it's 89. At 97, won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What do you got, Alfie?
Got a guy on line one calling about this whole NFL mess.
Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, I mean, I don't defend Ray Rice or Adrian Peterson, but where's the outrage with the NFL and the sponsors over Josh Brent? He killed a guy.
Did anybody pull any advertisers?
No.
No. I mean, NFL go.
I got it.
It's a
valid point.
I think it's a valid question, but
It wasn't Josh Brent's intent, though, to kill his buddy.
Exactly, and therein lies the major difference. One is typically perceived as more of an accident versus knocking out your girlfriend or whipping your kid.
Yeah, one is with malice. The other one technically wasn't with Josh Brent.
Plus, Josh Brent, and another layer with his situation was he had the full support of the person he killed's family. And by the way, the person he killed was also his best friend. You could actually make an argument. Josh Brent's case was closer to a mother leaving a kid locked in a car than whipping your kid or assaulting your girlfriend. Because people see it as sympathetic to him because, like, God, he must feel terrible. He killed his best friend. But he was still prosecuted under the law.
The Greg Hardy guy that we were talking about during the break is... a visible player?
He is if you're a fan of the Carolina Panthers and you follow the NFL closely, but this is another guy that had been going through his own domestic violence allegations, and because of the Ray Rice situation, his situation was brought more to a national stage, and now, especially with Adrian Peterson's stuff, even in the wake of he's now been put on the...
You're throwing too many names out.
I know, I'm trying to... There's too many different names, too many different players.
Stick with Hardy.
Hardy's been put on the NFL exempt list. The team has taken him off the roster because of all the recent goings-on.
Even though all of this, I'm looking at the police report for Hardy. It looks like it happened back in, I think it's May.
March. Or maybe it was May. Whatever.
But it wasn't just over the... Damn it, I just had it. It wasn't like the last week or so. May 13th, 2014.
Yeah.
And it's the Greg Hardy case is odd. I think he was found guilty by a judge, and the attorney wants to take it before a jury trial. I don't know what the proceedings are in what was this, North Carolina?
Yes.
But Hardy makes a 911 call saying his chick's wigging out and that his assistant's trying to hold her down, and she keeps coming at him. Police report is... exactly the opposite. The chick said he beat the S out of me.
Right. Yeah, because she's the one that filed the incident report.
Victim had visual signs of bruising and swelling to both of her arms. Both elbows had scratches and welts, minor cuts, scrapes, large areas of bruising. It also said there was a witness there that said they saw him beat her up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the witness was.
Apparently there was at least a gathering of people in his condo. And this woman had gone down to the security desk of his building and said, you need to call the police. This woman's being assaulted for like the last half an hour.
That long?
That's what she said.
Oh.
But I would also make you think, if this has been going on for half an hour, why did it take you so long to go ask for help? But
maybe to get her under, I don't know. And with there's a transcript of the 911 call where Greg Hardy actually calls, and Hardy told you that he said, she's hit me in the face twice, she won't get out, we're trying to get her out of the house, she keeps running. Maybe he called 911 to kind of, all right, maybe whoever calls 911 first gets out of this.
Could be. And I think another point that he had also made was that she was going after him with a high-heeled shoe. So, yeah, that in that call, he's trying to say, she's coming at me, she won't leave, help. And then, of course, you get the other side of it. But as you well know, if you're a man and you get charged with domestic violence, you are forever a woman beater no matter what the outcome of the case. Because it's simply been alleged.
Yeah, regardless of, you're right, the entire outcome.
And so because of the Ray Rice deal and Adrian Peterson's thing, he's brought into this and now he's been basically deactivated by his team.
So how did the Panthers?
Uh-huh.
How did they explain why it took so long to take him off the roster or whatever?
Well, that's going to be the really hard questions that are going to come at them, because they were about to get those really hard questions in the wake of the Ray Rice deal. But Adrian Peterson's case happened, and he was a bigger name player, so he took the national headlines.
But the whole Greg Hardy thing happened back in May.
I know.
So does the NFL only act on stuff if the media gets a hold of it?
It would appear so.
Okay. Alfie, what do you got?
Nothing so far.
Oh, okay. I thought you had somebody. All right. Just move on to something else.
Okay. An atheist group was at a Tuesday night city council meeting in Rowlett protesting because they could not give the opening prayer.
God, really?
Yeah.
What kind of prayer were they planning on doing?
They were going to do a secular, what did they call it? A secular reflection.
All right.
Yeah. Most in the chamber during the meeting stood for the invocation. Atheists sat for the prayer, but that's as close to open conflict as there was at the meeting. Outside and beforehand, about three dozen atheists carried signs and complained of discrimination. Chad Aldridge with Metroplex Atheists said, I see it as a bully on the playground. That's the way the Christian majority has treated us in this town. They look at us and say, we don't care what you think, we just don't care. What a group called Metroplex Atheists wants is to be included in the invocation rotation to deliver what they call a secular reflection. Aldridge expected a large counter-protest, but instead a local church was passing out cold water. The pastor, Pastor Casson Huddleston, says he fully supports the atheist's right to protest, but not to deliver an invocation. He says they want to pray, but they don't believe in prayer. And to me, we really believe that's mockery. Rowlett's mayor says the atheists do not qualify as a local religious group and won't be opening council meetings with an invocation.
Do the atheists contend that they're some type of...
They're saying that they should be a recognized group.
Even though the city only allows religious groups to...
And that would be probably the crux of their argument for discrimination. Why is it only religious groups can give the invocation?
Why do you care?
Other than the fact that invocation in its definition is pretty much religious.
They don't believe in God, just listen to the prayer and laugh at them.
Right. But that's not what they want. Now they want this sort of equal treatment.
I'm also surprised they haven't come up with another name for atheist, just because it has such a negative connotation. You know, like with abortion, you have pro-choice, pro-life.
Yeah.
They very seldom hear abortion said anymore, like with atheist, anti-faith group or something like that, something that doesn't have as nasty of a sound to it.
That may have been the reason for the group that called that praised to the spaghetti monster stuff. That's in essence the same thing.
What? Basically, they're atheists, but
they're making fun of religions by making up their own god, and their god's the spaghetti monster. That doesn't sound as scary as atheist.
Man, you got to bring up pasta.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
This low carb diet is starting to hit me because I'm having cravings for. There was a pizza commercial on last night. I almost lost my mind.
Yeah, you got to fast forward through those, man. Run around the house, get out of the room, turn off the TV.
They just seem to appear more just because.
And it's not just a normal pizza. It's got to be something extra thick with a bunch of crap in the crust. and they do that, you know, the cheese pull shot.
Oh,
pull
yeah.
The slice away.
Yeah.
Mother. And then that's all I dreamed about all night.
I didn't realize you were such a pizza fiend.
There's a lot of things I don't eat. Pizza I've never really had. I would have it maybe twice a year, or if I made it myself. But when you know you're on the diet and you can't have it, then you got to have it.
That ooey gooeyness is terrible.
I'd love to go to a buffet and just eat myself into a coma.
There are people that do that every single day.
What?
That will go to the buffet and eat themselves into a coma. Or just eat just whatever food around the house and themselves into a coma. But you've set a goal for yourself. You want to look and feel better by your birthday.
That ain't going to happen.
It can happen.
How long have I been on this diet?
Like a week?
Has it only been a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was a couple months.
Not even close. What, week?
But you've been doing good. You said you haven't lost any energy and everything's going great.
Yeah, he dreamed about pizza last night, but.
Yeah, this is just a little speed bump. You'll be all right. You're doing good.
It's just your head messing with you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll explain it to myself tonight when I'm running in circles screaming pizza.
Just know the actual pizza, probably not as good as it looks on TV.
Pizza's good, regardless. Pizza's good hot, pizza's good cold.
Yeah, but Alfie's right. It's not going to taste nearly as good, and it will make you feel bad.
Not while I'm eating it.
Yeah, but afterwards, you're not going to like it.
I know. That's why I don't. All before I should start seeing some weight loss, Alfie.
You'll see it in big jumps. Like, all of a sudden, one day you'll be down 2 or 3 pounds.
Okay.
I don't even think you should be weighing right now.
Oh, I haven't weighed in years. I just always use my clothes as a guide.
In that case, perfect. Keep that up.
Then if my pants get baggy, then I may look in the mirror. Check that.
There you go.
Then if I get hot enough, I'll start. Never mind.
Yeah, distraction.
No, I don't want to say it. It sounds gay.
What are you going to do?
Moose.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. Yeah, that's hot.
That's my fault. I asked.
Shifting side to side.
Yeah. Look at that.
I like flex in different ways.
And then just start pounding your putt. But then if you're doing it, that's, you know. Maybe if I put on a... Never mind.
I'm not asking this time. Speaking of pizza, have you ever wondered if the workers at a restaurant get annoyed when you show up right before closing time and order something?
Oh, yeah.
As if you needed further proof. On September 2nd, Brent Bradley of Georgetown, Texas, called the pizza place and ordered a Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza right before closing time. He called a Papa Murphy's. And when he got there to pick it up, he saw an employee inside take his pizza out of the oven and rub his balls on it.
I'm not buying that.
Well, the employee was 18-year-old Austin Simons.
How are you going to rub your balls on a hot pizza?
I'm with you. It doesn't seem like it should be that way.
Go ahead.
So anyway, the employee was 18-year-old Austin Simons. Brent confronted him, and Austin said, "Man, I'm sorry, that was stupid." But Brent spoke with the manager the next day, and Austin was fired. And
this dildo admitted to doing it.
Yeah, and was arrested for felony tampering with a consumer product. The police report says what Austin did constitutes felony tampering because substances such as fecal matter can be transferred by sweat to the scrotum and could have transferred to the pizza when Austin rubbed his scrotum on it.
This kid is a full-blown moron. Oh, you had to say it? No, I didn't. Then it's a he said thing. What are you going to do?
Unless that would work if there's no security cameras. I don't know if there's one there, but I figure if you're a business, you got to have some security camera. Just for your own protection, if nothing else.
I still don't know how you rub your balls on a hot pizza.
I don't.
Because I know. First of all, you don't want your balls anywhere near liquid cheese.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because that'll get on you. Well, you get it on your hand, your arms,
uh-huh.
And then it cools off, and it's like, I got so many things all over myself making pizza. Made a jalapeno pizza once, went to the bathroom, took a whiz, forgot I had jalapeno juice on my hands.
Oh, child.
They could hear me in the dining area.
And that is a sensation you will never forget.
And you can't just jump up and start washing your dong off in the sink.
He really takes that employee's washing thing seriously.
So what did you tell people when they asked?
Told them I got jalapeno juice on my crank. Did you try and wash it off? No, you should try milk. I think that's just if you eat jalapenos.
I don't know if you want to go stir
or
it up.
Sunburns. I don't know what the hell they were going for.
Yeah, the milk is supposed to help.
I don't think the milk's going to help with burning dong.
Well, it exterior, I don't know, but interior, it's supposed to help.
I understand.
Ease the
but washing your with milk is not going to cut it. But I did. I looked at the sink. I went, can I get up in there?
So what did you do? Did you just let nature take its course? Or
I just got my hands wet and just rubbed my thing down. Ugh. Ain't no way to shake that. Don't want to take any of these before we break, Alvy?
Everyone's just saying that Papa Murphy sells cold pizza.
Oh. Okay. What? Do you take it home and bake it?
Yep.
All right. Well,
that makes sense then.
Otherwise, I couldn't fathom how you would rub your balls anywhere near pizza.
Maybe Hafford, he was doing it, one, because he didn't like the fact someone ordered it right at closing. The other, just because it kind of felt nice.
And that pineapple's making me hot.
Mm-hmm, it's warm today. Let me cool off my taint. Get some of this pepperoni.
So the guy called right at closing? Or?
According to the story, yes. But then again, according to the story, he pulled the pizza out of an oven, so...
Well, they do the half bake, but still it'd be hot.
Maybe they put it in there just enough to... Alfie, do any of these people know? They all hung up.
I've gone to Papa Murphy's before. They sell you basically refrigerated pizza, and you just go home, put it in the oven, and bake it yourself. So it's completely cold.
So what does the guy put... When they say in the story the guy pulled it out of the oven, do they even have ovens at Papa Murphy's?
They don't. They have storage lockers for the pizza.
Well, but Chloe, you're saying that they have... Bake it.
Yeah, because I've been to a Papa Murphy's before inside of a Kroger, and like they'll half bake the pizza, and you take it home, and you cook it the rest of the way.
Can we talk about something without carbs?
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagle's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Papa John's. We'll start off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Alliance Gateway. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is completely stopped back from Eagle Parkway, about a half hour delay through that. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, right at Lancaster Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Brentwood Stair. And finally in Dallas, southbound 45, right at Illinois. Still got that accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Lamar. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Scattered storms tonight, 76 for a low. Then tomorrow, some afternoon storms as we hit a high around 87. Right now, it's 89 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I heard on KRLD today there are people already camping out, waiting for the iPhone 6, 6 Plus, whatever it's called.
With both.
And it's... Alfie, it goes on sale Friday?
Friday, yes.
What makes them think that they're, just because they're camped out, they're going to get a phone?
That, I don't know, because I know that Apple's been doing pre-orders, and they've already sold like at least a million through pre-order.
Well, the guy they talked to that was waiting in line said he kept going to the website. I guess it was down. Apple's iPhone, whatever.
Oh, God.
And he said they kept checking it in the middle of the night, and finally the website came up, and they were all sold out, so he decided to go wait in line.
I think Apple might get off, though, on the spectacle of people in waiting in line.
Well, they do, because it's like anything else for, was it back in the 90s? Harley Davidson, you were on a waiting list if you wanted a fat boy. And the longer it took to get one, the more everybody had to have a. I think it was just the Fat Boys, wasn't it?
It was. That was the big one. That's what kind of started it all.
What surprises me, though, is that people still wait in line for a new phone when you get, what is it, two new phones a year?
At least one a year.
So at least one a year.
You mean Apple puts out a new one.
Yeah, exactly. Apple puts out a new one. So I don't see the point waiting in line for something that happens on a pretty regular basis. Like, I got it. It's nerdy, but I get it when people wait in line for, you know, a Star Wars movie. Well, that hadn't happened in, like, what, 30 years. So, okay, wait in line. Or if it's the new PlayStation or an Xbox, it'd been like 5 years, so maybe wait in line.
And so what, you get like, what, a week or two of saying I'm cool, then it's over.
Yeah, you're walking around work. Look at this, iPhone 6 Plus. Yeah, it's, yeah.
And since it's...
I'm going to get one in about a week.
Yeah. Or you look at it like, oh, look at all this great new stuff. I have my iPhone 6. It's like, well, I got this 5 thing here, and it looks pretty similar. Does most of the same stuff. I can still play my Angry Birds. You are not that special.
I can't think of anything that I really need on a... Why would need a new phone? I think I've got the iPhone 4. So, obviously, I'm a few models behind.
I finally...
But all I do is... I'll look at email. I'll look at CNN. I got a WFAA app where I check news.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll occasionally talk to people on it.
Occasionally.
Hmm?
Outside of that, there's really no need for you to have an actual phone. It would just be really just, you know, your iPad and you're fine. But then again, you also found the way that you can talk on the iPad to people.
If you're hooked up to a Wi-Fi. And the iPhone 6 Plus, Alfie, that's going to be more even with a contract, right?
I believe.
I mean, it's not. Normally, it's around a couple of $100 every time you upgrade.
Yes.
All right. Isn't this one going to be more than that?
Yes. I think it's $500 with a 2-year contract.
And that's for the 6 Plus.
Yes.
Is the 6 Plus, is that the 5.5-inch screen?
Yes, that's it.
That's the phablet.
A phablet?
A phablet. It's the new market. It's smaller than a tablet, bigger than a phone. Phablet.
Almost sounds like a gay slur.
Mm-hmm.
You Kansas City phablet.
Someone should use that in their advertising.
Dancing around. Alfie, do you know the big difference between the... Obviously, if I got one of the new ones, I would see a difference just in the screen size.
Yes.
And but anything else?
The bigger one has, I think, double the resolution of the slightly smaller one. And the bigger one has a much better camera in it. Other than that, not a whole lot.
Maybe almost all the iPhones now up to 1080p as far as video?
Yes.
I'm not paying $500 for a phone.
It seems like they're just inching us farther and farther up that... monetary scale. It's like they got us now used to every couple of years $200 for the phone with a new 2-year deal. Now it's just a little bit more than a little bit more.
And how much longer would it be before that 500 went down to, let's say, 450?
I don't know that it ever does. Does it, Alfie?
It does after about a year or so. Like the 5S, I think, is going for maybe $100, $199.
Because Apple seems to kind of stick with, if it comes out, you know, like say, I can't even think of the freaking word now. iPad.
The sad thing is I wasn't sure what you're referring to. I had like 14 different products in my head.
You know, if they were like $499, they stayed at $499.
Yeah.
Are you going to get a new phone, Alfie?
I might. My contract's been up for a while now. I'm like you. I have the 4S. So maybe. It all depends on this first batch. If there's some stupid big bug in it, then I'll stay away.
Yeah, the selling price, that's going to keep me away from it. Do you know what they cost without a contract?
I want to say something close to a grand.
God.
At least. I think I saw $1,100 for one of them.
Mm-mm. No. For a phone. No. You can suck my eye. All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. In the last month, Three different flights were diverted because people got into fights over reclining seats, and the new era of anti-reclining is going strong. Now, a new survey has five types of people who make flights absolute hell.
All right, I'm going to guess one of them is the reclining of the seats.
Number one.
Kids running amok.
Parents who let their kids run wild. Number three.
Okay. Let's see. That's only really the reclining seat doesn't bother me. The seats recline for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed so much space. When the seat's up, the person in front of you, I just consider that a little bonus space that I normally wouldn't have had.
Yeah. It's only happened, I think, twice where I've been on a flight and the person in front of me turned around or through the cracks in the seat said, "Hey, would you mind if I reclined?" And I was blown away by that. I was like, yes. Here, let me help you. Come back farther. I might even rub your scalp a bit. You were such a nice person.
Was it a guy or a chick?
Which would be funnier?
I could see a guy doing it over a female.
Okay, let's go with a guy.
Was it a guy?
Actually, I think it was a chick.
Oh.
One time I know it was a chick. Another time it might have been a guy. But still, I had that same thought in my mind was, yes, come back here. Come all the way down. Would you like me to hum something while you sleep?
It's funny, if they ask, you want them to enjoy as much as they can, you know, for something like the seat. But if they go, "Hey, do you mind if my kid runs amok?" No, you're not going to get the same dispensation.
No, definitely not.
Loud people, chatty.
Yeah, number five, people who will not stop talking to you.
Fat people?
Sort of.
People that hog the armrest?
Yes, number four. One left.
Stinky?
Yes. And that one's not just limited to the person smelling. It could also extend to the person bringing food onto the plane that they got in the terminal.
No, I've been on a flight before. I think it was the one where Gavin and I went to Austin to meet with the station that was going to carry our show down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to Gavin, and the guy, was on the other side. And I don't know what he had, but whatever, it was spicy, and it reeked.
Was it onions?
It had onions, and I don't want to get racist with any of this. He wasn't black.
Oh, does that make it better?
Well, I don't want anybody to think that I think black people stink.
It's just some other race.
This was, I don't want to throw a stereotype out, but a lot of people that I've met smell like that, that thing. It's not black.
I gotcha.
Maybe it's just, their culture and the type of food that they eat,
mm-hmm.
but that's definitely a
contributing factor.
And they said you can't put on headphones to ignore them.
No,
I kept talking to Gavin. Can we move? See if you can crack the window. I started to put a napkin up my nose, and Gavin kept slapping it out of my hand.
Well, come on, that's actually nice. I thought you were going to say you were trying to pull the oxygen mask down.
No.
To get some good fresh air.
No, I've done that before. Just not the oxygen mask, but the air blow thingies. You see, you blow it straight down, kind of like when you're walking through a door and they have those blowers to make a barrier.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then this was a combination of, like, onions and BO. Like, dude, how do you smell that? How do you deal with it? It's got to stink.
Yeah, but they're used to it. That's a natural. That's it's built up over time. If all of a sudden he ate something that had that, then
I know when I stink, I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, but we're talking about his natural scent. To him, that's normal. Mm. He's used to it.
So I got all five?
You did.
That's why I don't fly.
Hell, to you, to him, you might have smelled funky.
I don't smell funky. I wear musk oil for men.
Maybe.
By Joe Vaughn.
Joe Vaughn musk.
Everybody seems to like it. I've worn the same thing since the 70s. I tried high karate for a while. I didn't like that.
This didn't mix with your body chemistry?
No. fruit. Makes you smell like your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
Old Spice?
Oh, yeah. I don't care what they say in the commercials. That smells like piss. No offense to Old Spice.
Old Spice has revamped themselves. They're more than original scent Old Spice. Now they have all the new stuff.
What was that leather? Something leather.
It was English leather. Yeah. I had some English leather. I think one of my first shaving kits that I think my mom got me when I first started shaving was an English leather one. It had cologne, aftershave.
Had the little brush.
Yes, had the little brush.
That you could put shaving cream on with.
Yep. Swear, I put that on. It smelled like an old man.
Yeah, anything my dad wore, I always stayed away from. Only because just the association.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go out and pick up a chick smelling like your daddy.
But then again, some might actually like it. Some chicks might say, ooh, I like
this. If I wore maybe what her daddy wore.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you're wearing your dad's stuff and she's like, ooh, I love this. This is what your dad smells. Like,
your dad and your brother smell the same.
Hey.
Okay.
Good.
Joan Rivers' doctor may have performed an unauthorized biopsy, one that ultimately killed her. But there was something that we didn't know. According to CNN, before the operation, he took a selfie with her while she was under anesthesia.
Well, how do they know he took a selfie if they're not even sure that they did a biopsy on her vocal cords?
Well, this is what they say. Joan went to the Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic in Manhattan to find out what was causing her sore throat and hoarse voice. A doctor named Lawrence Cohen performed the endoscopy, but when he was done, an ear, nose, and throat doctor Joan had brought with her decided that he wanted to do a biopsy. Investigators think Joan's vocal cords swelled up during that procedure, cutting off the flow of oxygen to her lungs and causing a heart attack. Not only was Joan's doctor not licensed to perform a biopsy at the clinic, but Joan never signed a consent form to have one in the first place. Shortly after the death, the clinic announced that Dr. Cohen was no longer with them, and then he probably allowed Joan's doctor to do the biopsy, which he obviously should not have done.
I wonder if they're going to be able to slap a manslaughter thing, attach it to this.
That I don't know.
If you're not authorized to do it, she didn't tell them they could do it. And it doesn't sound like they were supposed to do it in that clinic.
That might be grounds for it.
So was the procedure that actually caused her death. It wasn't just the fact that maybe her heart wasn't up to a normal procedure.
Yeah. And this is, I don't know if it's what the difference, why you wouldn't necessarily go manslaughter versus maybe negligent homicide.
I don't know. Negligent seems to always go with manslaughter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, how do they know he took a selfie?
I guess he admitted to it somewhere as part of the investigation.
While she was out.
Yeah. Hey, Joan Rivers, click, click.
That's creepy.
It is, especially knowing it's the last photo taken of her before she died.
Hmm. Unless maybe they thought, hey, we'll show it to her. She'll think this is funny.
Maybe they would have. That is absolutely a possibility. But that's one thing I've thought of. I haven't had surgery in years. I haven't had any kind of operation where I was worried about a smartphone being in the operating room and them doing God knows what.
You're talking about being totally out.
Yeah, being totally out.
Yeah, I don't like that because you don't know. See, I wasn't totally out when Fetner did my vasectomy. But it's still a concern. What are they going to do while I'm out?
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's going to put his balls in my mouth.
Yeah, it's like, is there some sort of website?
Why does it taste like scrotum? I don't even ask how I would know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pertinent question. My mouth tastes like balls.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. But that's always a concern when you're totally out because you don't know what's going on. I could pull your pants down, take pictures of your junk, stick things in your butt. As long as they remember to pull everything out. Why is there a lamp cord still in my ass?
It's like someone was having fun with the CT machine.
Alfie, that's an RN?
Yes, her name's Katie.
Okay, got to make it quick. Go ahead, Katie.
Hey. I was going to let you know it is negligent homicide. I'm an RN, and especially with the biopsy, and especially since it caused cardiac arrest afterwards, and they were not prepared to handle the cardiac arrest, which is just ridiculous for any kind of surgical suite to not be prepared for that. Those doctors are trained in it. They should know how to do it, and they sit around on their asses and do nothing else.
Can you use a defib on all heart attacks?
Not on all of them. If it's a systole, usually you just do compressions. Now, you can do defib on...
But they had screwed up because they had blocked... They think what happened is when they were doing the biopsy, they blocked her airway.
Exactly, and that did cause the heart attack. And you're right when you said that. Because you cut it off, and the heart gets no oxygen, and it's going to probably fibrillate, which is what it did, and then it stopped. Because they didn't have the right equipment hooked up to her to even catch it.
Well, they didn't have the right equipment because they weren't supposed to be doing a biopsy.
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
You think it'll be elevated to a negligent homicide?
I would think so, yes. And the family will push for it, and they should.
What is it, Dan?
Katie, what about when people are knocked out during surgery? Do you guys ever take photos or stick things where they shouldn't go?
Heck no.
Katie.
Heck no. No, I will tell you this, though. Mm-hmm. I worked in the ER, and we had a child molester come in with a suspicion of something else, and we needed a urine sample. Let me tell you, we got the biggest catheter that we could find to shove up that guy's you-know-what.
Oh, my, it's a fist-bump-worthy thing.
Is that a water hose?
Woo, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, I had a Q-tip shoved in the end of my yang one time. They were just checking for it. I think, I was during a prostate exam when Fetner pushes really hard.
Oh, God.
And then they got to get a little schmear.
No.
Out of the front end.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, just the Q-tip. I started crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, just the thought of the catheter thing. You got to knock me out. Because there's no way I could physically allow that to happen.
That's where I don't get the fetish thing where guys want to stick things in their... I heard on a talk show, this was like 20 years ago, some guy was talking about fetishes and sticking his pinky in his thing. I actually screamed in the car. And he's talking about at least a nut...
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagle's Flight Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound 45, right at Illinois. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Lamar. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Keast. It's got that overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Overton now. Into Irving, eastbound 183, just before MacArthur. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Irving Boulevard. In Burleson, southbound 35W, between Hidden Creek Parkway and Ricky Lane. Highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic's completely stopped back from Aylesbury Boulevard, about a 45-minute delay through it. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Sun Valley Drive. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Ramey Avenue. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Scattered storms tonight, 76 for a low. Tomorrow, afternoon storms are possible with a high of 87. Right now, it's 85 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Actually, this bumper reminded me of this. I don't want any more emails about, what is his name, Jerry Waller, the wrestler?
Yeah.
I guess recently he bought a 66 replica of the Batmobile. And it was, I don't know, some auto blog. Everybody. Look, Jerry Lawler's got a Batmobile just like yours. I like some of the video.
Did you pick it apart?
Of course he did. That's what he does.
These aren't even small things. It's like the parachutes on the back.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be Deist parachutes. They're just look like somebody took a fluorescent orange material and just made something that's supposed to look like a parachute.
Oh.
Low rent.
What else?
The rocket tubes that are right behind the canopy.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be, what is that, a couple of feet, foot and a half?
Yeah.
His are like 6 inches.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't know how you drive that thing around. There was something else.
I just saw a photo of him, the phone in the car.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be sort of bat-shaped?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just asking. I don't know. All the do not touch thing on the side of the door.
Yeah, I don't think that originally was on the Batmobile. There's something else. Oh, the canopies. You know, the curved glass front and back.
Yeah.
His are really thin.
How thick are they supposed to be?
They're supposed to be thick enough to where you can stand on top of them. Mark Toll made mine because at the time there were a bunch of people making replicas and they would all get on blogs and tear each other's apart.
Right.
And
but not you.
No. Yeah. And they were talking about, well, my windshield's as good as yours. Mark goes, can you do this? And he stood on top of them. Holding a Corona.
Nice. Yeah, and the photo I'm looking at...
The one that Jerry Lawler's got, you can actually take your finger and bend the glass because it's really cheap plastic.
Wow. I can actually tell in this photo I'm looking at where he's on that little bat phone, he can see the canopy. It does. It just, for whatever reason, it looks like it would just... You just lean on it, it would...
Yeah, that's low rent. Probably made in Canada. Go ahead.
Damn. A theater in North Texas will let moviegoers experience the show with a 270-degree panoramic view. The Barco Escape opens on Wednesday at the Cinemark Legacy Theater on Highway 75 in Plano. And beginning Friday, it will show the film The Maze Runner in a multi-screen format. The technology is meant to bring traffic back to movie theaters.
I was about to say, the only reason I could think that they would do that is you got to give somebody an experience in the theater that you can't get at home. Because now you got, you know, projectors... I don't even know how big they go. The ones that when I do the spots for Star Power, they always talk about like a 110-inch screen.
Right.
When I had the home theater, I had it set up for 150 inches. So this is 270? 270 degrees?
Yes. 270-degree panoramic view. The technology meant to bring traffic back to movie theaters and help people escape everyday life and really feel like they're in the movie.
3/4 of a circle.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Flint.
You were looking at me like, is
well, I'm just trying to decide on what 360 is.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to figure out how far back. Because at a certain point, even your peripheral's not going to catch everything.
Yeah, it's one of those you're sitting in the seat in the theater and you got to actually turn to see things.
I wonder if they could replicate that with just, like, glasses. You know, the projectors, the TV images you can get, you wear glasses.
Yeah.
Because I don't like going to the theater. All it takes is one person making one sound. It may not bother anybody else, but then all of a sudden I'm hyper-focused on that, and I can't hear anything else.
Yeah, especially for me, that's true. If it's a movie that, for whatever reason, I get completely sucked into... And any minor distraction will completely pull me out of that experience. I get that. But that's also
and
why
even if they don't make the noise the entire time, if it's, you know, on, off, on, you don't know when it's going to start again, so you're still listening for it.
Yeah. That's why a long time ago I just said, yeah, I'm going to the theater because I want the theater experience, and part of the theater experience is going to be minor distractions.
No.
So I can't be fully absorbed in a movie unless I'm at home. Because usually when I go to the theater, it's a place where you get food, you can get full-on dinner, like Movie Tavern or something, and inevitably someone's going to bite into a chip, Someone's going to cut on some steak, or someone's going to spill a salad on me, which has happened.
I don't like that the idea of, well, you're getting the theater experience. Anytime I watch a movie at home, I don't hire a bunch of kids to run around in circles screaming. Or somebody on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I like it. Just watch the movie. Don't talk about anything. If you bring a chick, tell her to shut up and don't ask questions. Especially if you're seeing the movie for the first time with her. What is that? What are they doing? How am I supposed to know? Maybe if you shut up, you can figure it out.
Oh, you gonna scream at me in here?
Oh, I know.
Here it is.
I don't care who can hear me.
Hey, quiet up there. You tell her.
Yeah, really.
I dare you.
Yeah, you see how that works out. She loves me.
This bitch will you up.
That's what the guys always need to keep in mind. Tell that bitch to shut up. She loved me.
Excuse me, baby. I think he wants to tell you something.
Yeah.
You got something to say to me?
Next thing she know, she is just levitating down the rows of seats. Looks something out of the Matrix. And there's nothing that guy can do. He's just there. He's just knowing it's going to happen. He's got to take it.
And you just thank Jesus if somebody else distracted her for you.
Plano is actually one of only 5 cities in the entire United States with a Barco Escape Theater.
Where in Plano?
It's at the Cinemark Legacy on 75.
Oh. I don't even know why I asked. There are theaters all around me in Frisco. I don't go to them.
No, you don't.
I think there's a big Cinemark on the tollway.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the main ones.
Never been to it.
It's a nice theater.
I'm sure it is. I don't like people. I don't like waiting in line. I don't like noises. I don't like smells. I barely like movies.
I just wonder how much it cost. How much that new theater cost? It's like $85?
Well, let's see. Now that they
ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not included in the story. I imagine Fox 4 just kind of casually left that out. But yeah, I'm not sure ticket prices. But then again, I mean, just a regular ticket price. Russ, when was the last time you went to a movie theater to see a movie? At night. Not a matinee.
United 93.
Okay, so a while back.
Yeah.
And
the only reason I went is we had reserved the entire theater. CBS actually paid for the entire auditorium so police and fire could come and watch it for free.
Yeah. So even before that was the last time you probably paid for a ticket. So I think we said, what was it, the average up to now, Chloe? It's like $12 per person?
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't be able to get if I had a guess, I would have said $8.50.
Yeah. And that'd have been – that now is kind of like a matinee price.
Mm-hmm. How much is popcorn?
That's – oh, what do you think?
I think like $6-$7.
No.
That might be on the low side.
That's probably for – you may be able to get a medium for that.
What about Coke?
It's $3 probably.
$4.25.
Oh, each. Really?
I'm not kidding. $4.25. I don't know how.
Probably like how big?
That's about a big gulp size. Like your larger big gulp.
Big enough to where you got to leave the theater and miss part of the movie to go pee it out.
That's still, I mean, a big gulp is what? Dollar?
Yeah.
Biggest
size
7-Eleven sells?
Like 89 cents, I think, something like that.
Or Quick Trip. Those are almost like gasoline cans. Same size.
And that's
those aren't more than $1.50. How do you justify charging me $4.50? I know you got lease and employees and other stuff.
Because,
but be realistic about it.
Because people pay it, man. That and they're also trying to make up for the people that are done paying it. So they got to make it. They got to make it up somewhere. So they'll charge an extra 50 cents for a drink, and they realize the people that still come, they're going to come anyway, and they'll probably spend it.
There's something about Mr. Pibb at a movie theater. I don't know. It just tastes better to me.
It's a fountain drink. It's supposed to.
I don't know. It tastes good. I pay it.
Good.
That's something he loves. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, a couple driving an SUV went to a Taco Bell drive-thru in Tucson right before breakfast ended. For whatever reason, the woman in front of them took 10 minutes to order. So by the time they got to the order, it was lunchtime. The couple in the SUV blamed her for it anyway and started following her, honking their horn and yelling profanities.
Well, was it her fault?
Well, they think it was because the Taco Bell was busy, so not necessarily her fault. It was just a busy day.
That makes sense, because if you're going from breakfast to lunch, you've got the two drive times overlapping.
Right.
So what was it he wasn't able to get for breakfast?
The exact order, I'm not aware. But cut number two on the Daily Audio, this is the Tucson local news report about it and how they just really enjoyed this story.
A quick trip through the drive-thru turned into a brutal attack.
It happened late Sunday morning to an unsuspecting Tucson woman who had just stopped to grab lunch, meaning, as you're about to learn, this could have happened to anyone. Nine on Your Side's Maggie Vespa brings us the story of the Taco Bell beatdown.
Oh, really? Is it this, a recent story?
Yes, this was.
So we're not even middle of September. We're not even into sweeps.
Nope.
It was about 10:30.
I got to back that up.
A quick trip through the drive-thru turned into a brutal attack.
It happened late Sunday morning to an unsuspecting Tucson woman who had just stopped to grab lunch, meaning, as you're about to learn, this could have happened to anyone. Nine on Your Side's Maggie Vespa brings us the story of the Taco Bell beatdown.
It was about 10:30 Sunday morning. Jane stopped for lunch at this Taco Bell drive-thru. She waited for 10 minutes, got her food, and pulled away. That is when the hunt began. It was the
Did you see the video for this? I'm just curious what graphics they use for the Taco Bell beatdown.
That I don't know. I wished I had. I need to check it.
Thriller with a tortilla.
The Hunger Games reboot.
For 10 minutes, got her food and pulled away. That is when the hunt began. It was the SUV, the couple behind her in line. Soon, they were alongside her. With a rock, the man broke Jane's driver's side window. The beating left Jane with a broken nose and teeth.
Okay, that's a pretty severe beatdown.
It is. And that's
he broke the window to get at her?
Mm-hmm. And that's what's sad about this story is that this is actually a very serious story. It's a serious beating this woman endured. But the news is, you know, they're dressing it up. Taco Bell beatdown. It's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. It is. But sometimes I like to see the graphics that they come up with. Channel 4 has gotten lazy. If this happened here, they just had a graphic that just said fight. They do the same thing. If there's a fire someplace, there's not even flames behind it. It's just, you know, over Eager's shoulder, and it just says fire.
Yeah.
Are you sure? You think I needed to see the word to understand what this story was about?
Thank God they did that. Otherwise, I would not have understood.
I'd have been confused.
Mm-hmm.
Driver's side window. The beating left Jane with a broken nose and teeth. While Jane was at the window, time at this Taco Bell had run out to buy breakfast. The couple behind Jane blamed her and her 10-minute wait. Jane says detectives believe the motive for this vicious attack is a cringeworthy combo platter of taste and of time, or more specifically, not enough. Now, Tucson police are on the hunt for Jane's attackers tonight. And by the way, this comes just weeks before Jane's wedding. Guy, Stella, she says she is still planning to move forward with the ceremony.
Like, if she didn't have the wedding coming up, the beating wouldn't have been as big of a deal?
Yes.
What did they say they think he was trying to order?
Oh, it was some bad fun stuff they were working on.
Specifically, not enough. Now, Tucson police are on the hunt for... This vicious attack is a cringeworthy combo platter of taste and of time.
Okay, so that's not a name. She's trying to be cute.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
A sweatshirt being sold by Urban Outfitters featuring fake bloodstains and tattered edges with the logo of Kent State University, where four students were killed in a 1970 incident that shocked America, is beyond poor taste and trivializes a loss of life. That's according to university officials.
Who is this? Who's making the shirt?
Urban Outfitters.
Haven't they been in the news before?
Oh, yeah. The $129 vintage Kent State University sweatshirt is washed soft and perfectly broken in. That's according to the Clothier's website, offering a loose, slouchy fit for those seeking gruesome reminders of the campus killings that rocked the nation, leaving nine others wounded.
Chloe, do you know this story?
Yeah, it's kind of a hipster kind of store, but I...
No. The story. Kent State?
No.
Four students were shot. They were protesting. Four students were shot. Was it the National Guard?
Yeah.
Ohio National Guard.
You ever heard the song, Four Dead in Ohio?
Yes.
I think it's Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Right.
That's what that was about. I remember the first time I saw the documentary on it, I didn't realize I was watching a documentary. I'm going, I thought, thank God that couldn't have really happened, not knowing that it was an actual event.
Yeah.
What was it? Something spooked the guard?
I can't remember what caused the guard to actually shoot, but it was really trivial. I think it was they were not.
Well, none of the students were armed, and I don't think they were throwing anything at the National Guard.
No, there was no threat. That was
good. Dan.
Okay. According to university officials in a statement to Fox News, they said, "We take great offense to a company using our pain for their publicity and profit. This item is beyond poor taste and trivializes a loss of life that still hurts the Kent State community today." The sweatshirt was no longer available on the company's website as of Monday morning, but some critics took note prior to the decision. Company officials...
I wonder how Urban Outfitters, how they decide, okay, this has been far enough back. You know, we can make some type of satirical shirt for the Kent State shootings.
Well,
although I would bet they probably wouldn't do anything cute for Pearl Harbor.
I would doubt it. How now? Publicly, they're saying that this was unintentional.
Blood on a Kent State shirt.
This is what their statement said. "It was never our intention to allude to the tragic events that took place at Kent State in 1970, and we're extremely sad that this item was perceived as such. The one-of-a-kind item was purchased as part of our sun-faded vintage collection. There is no blood on the shirt, nor has this item been altered in any way. The red stains are discoloration from the original shade of the shirt, and the holes are from natural wear and fray. Again, we deeply regret that this item was perceived negatively, and we have removed it immediately from our website to avoid further upset."
Pulling up a picture to see if it looks like it was unintentional. That's blood stain. Yeah, I mean, there's fading on the shirt.
Yeah.
But there are actual splatters.
Yeah,
but
they're saying that's discoloration.
No, that's blood splatters. Nice try, though.
They're trying. The sad thing is I'm not sure which is, you know, it's... Do they really think people are going to believe that?
Well, first of all, if you designed it and it looked like that, you go, oh, hell, that looks like blood. We need to fix that before we start selling these.
Well, we didn't know. I didn't know what the Kent State thing was when I designed the shirt. Jeez.
Somebody knew something or you wouldn't have blood splatters all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Their excuse is that this was part of the vintage find program where they go out to secondhand shops and buy old shirts. And they say, well, it just happened to come out looking exactly like blood splatters.
I get it. But it's supposed to be blood splatters. They can dress it up any way they want. It's like people are trying to sell these on eBay.
Yeah, stuff like this, people start selling them on eBay because now, you know, the item is going to be exclusive. You're not going to be able to find it.
Okay. We're late, but go ahead and read something else.
Do you leave a tip in your hotel room for the maid?
It depends.
Marriott is launching a program with Maria Shriver to put envelopes in hotel rooms to encourage tipping. The campaign is called The Envelope Please. It begins this week. Envelopes will be placed in 160,000 rooms in the United States and Canada from Marriott brands like Courtyard, Residence Inn, Ritz-Carlton, and Renaissance Hotels.
How much are you supposed to tip?
And it depends on the cost of the suite, but average, the CEO for Marriott says $1 to $5 per night, with more for a high-priced suite.
So if you stay there multiple nights, are you supposed to leave one each day?
Well, that's when you have to look more.
Well, he said $1 to $5 a night. So I don't know. Why don't you just pay your housekeepers more instead of asking the customers to eat it? Because I'm going to guess housekeepers don't make, what do bartenders make?
It's like $2.13.
Yeah. I'm sure the housekeepers aren't making $2.13 an hour.
No, they're making a minimum wage, a little bit higher depending on where they're working in the cities and whatnot. But yeah, that's now the argument that this whole thing has sparked, as if tipping isn't already a hotbed enough. Now you have the company saying, hey, these people do an invisible task, and they are often left without a tip, despite the fact
they don't be a tightwad as a consumer. F*** you, why don't you pay them more? I left a tip once when we stayed at the Club Med in Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
When I leave, we stayed there for 3 days. I left $100.
Wow.
Because I had vomited on three of the walls.
Oh. Okay, then that's...
good tip.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
538, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotzky's. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 45, right at I-20, got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Simpson-Stewart. Also on southbound 45, this time at Illinois, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Still in Dallas, north on I-35, right at Keese, got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Overton. In Duncanville, westbound I-20, right at Duncanville Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 67. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at Sun Valley Drive. Road construction there has the right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Ramey Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Ah, screw it. Go with that.
Eagle weather brought to you by Schlotzky's. Scattered showers tonight. Overnight lows 76. Tomorrow afternoon storms with a high around 87. Right now it's 85 and 97.1. The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams are being sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye, which claims that Blurred Lines is a ripoff of Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. In a deposition from earlier this year that was just released, Robin says he had nothing to do with the writing of Blurred Lines, even though he'd said in numerous interviews that he did.
And I was going to ask that. I swore he had said, yeah, I wrote it. Marvin Gaye was an influence, but I didn't steal the song from Marvin Gaye.
Right. In the deposition, he admitted that he was there when it was written, but he said it was all Pharrell. He said, I wanted to be more involved than I actually was. By the time, 9 months later, it became a huge hit. And I wanted credit.
Okay, that's spineless.
So I started kind of convincing myself that I was a little more part of it than I was. I wanted some credit for this big hit. But the reality is, Pharrell had the beat, and he wrote almost every single part of the song. Thicke also said he had a drug and alcohol problem at the time. He said, I was high and drunk every time I did an interview last year. Every day, I woke up, I would take a Vicodin to start the day, and then I would fill up a water bottle with vodka and drink it before and during my interviews. Thicke was also asked during the deposition if he's an honest person. He answered, no. That's why I'm separated. I told my wife the truth. That's why she left me.
I'm looking on BMI ASCAP. Because it'll show on the label who wrote the song.
Right.
Written by Clifford Harris Jr., Pharrell Williams, and Robin Thicke. You're on the BMI ASCAP. You're getting sued.
Yes.
You can point at the guy with a hat. Hey, man, the cat did it.
Yeah, you're right. You're still in on it. Even if it's really one of those things where you have three different guys involved in the writing of it. Even if he threw in just one line or a couple words here and there, you're on it. Even if it was mostly Pharrell.
The point is, did he get the money for it?
I'm going to guess, that's why I pulled up BMI ASCAP. Because every time it gets played, part of the licensing, it's like when Kiss plays it, it shows up on playlist and they get money.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the other thing Dr. Thornton brought up, is if he got paid to be, he's getting paid because he's one of the writers, then you still get sued.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, he knows that they stole the song, or he wouldn't be pushing everything off on Pharrell. Why say that in a deposition if you weren't really worried about it?
You're right. I don't understand how he knows that he's on BMI ASCAP as one of the writers of the songs. So I don't see how he thinks in a deposition he can kind of push away some of the responsibility by him saying, well, I really didn't write that much of it. You still wrote it.
Pharrell did it.
What, you don't matter. You were there. You wrote some of it. Did you not?
The fellow with the hat wrote it.
Did you write a portion of this song?
I sang it.
Guilty.
I might have wrote it. Hey. I might have wrote it. Mm. But I was also drunk. Chloe, can you pull up Blurred Lines? Yes. The Marvin Gaye song was Got to Give It Up.
Yes.
I remember the first time I heard it before the lawsuit happened.
Yep.
I said, that sounds, I couldn't think of who it was at the time, but I knew it was somebody in Motown.
Yeah, and I want to say you even mentioned Marvin Gaye. You just couldn't think of the name of the song, and I think by the end of the discussion on it, you even said, somebody going to get sued. And then like a month later, someone got sued.
Dr. Thornton, you know the songs we're talking about? The Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke?
I don't think I do.
Okay. You find it, Chloe? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
This was the hit of last year.
Which one do you want to play first, the Marvin Gaye or the Blurred Lines?
Give him the Blurred Lines first. Everybody get up.
Even without hearing the Marvin Gaye song, you should be able to pick up because it's just got a Motown sound to it. You, in your head, you go, I've heard this before. Here's Marvin Gaye.
Same song. That's really close.
Even the same type of singing, same tone.
Same falsetto. And yeah. Even the background noise, I mean...
Now, it does break away as it gets further into the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kiss. No offense to Patrick Davis and Kissers, but that song.
Okay.
They fried that one.
Yeah. Well, everyone did. But that makes a whole lot more sense now when you say that every time Kiss plays it, these guys get paid because I was in rock mode. So I thought Kiss, the band, was running around playing this song. Sorry, it threw me off for a second.
I understand. Go ahead, Chloe. Dan, whoever's reading something.
Okay. Well, as if things weren't already bad enough for the NFL, Adrian Peterson, and the Minnesota Vikings in general, yesterday, VikingsMessageBoard.com, a longtime board devoted to discussion of the Minnesota Vikings, was shut down because of its owner's disgust with the burgeoning Adrian Peterson scandal.
This board had nothing to do. I mean, it wasn't owned by the Vikings.
Nope.
It was a guy that was just running a fan-based website.
Yes, but it's one of those that had been around for years, and it was supposedly the one that all the fans went to. Well, not anymore, because there are a lot of people disgusted. There's Peterson himself, indicted on charges of child abuse, but the proprietors of the message board also offered the following note. Vikings message board has been shut down permanently. It will not return. There are two primary reasons. One, the Vikings' cowardly decision to reinstate a child abuser and think that an apology will make this blow over. Two, we will not give a voice to thugs who think child abuse is cultural or worse, openly advocate child abuse as a reasonable method of punishment. This ends here. Yes, a few board members have ruined it for everyone. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think it was some guy that called yesterday that brought up the cultural aspect
right. Of
corporal punishment. I didn't realize he was talking about the black community.
Mm-hmm.
I know plenty of white people that beat their kids. Yeah. You want to call my mama?
Exactly. And some people see cultural and they assume they only mean black, but really for the most part, it's Southern.
Yep.
And they're great insight, Dr. Thornton. We had a... therapist. Am I right? Call yesterday?
He wasn't Dr. Thornton. He was a lower level something.
Psychotherapist?
Yeah. LPC.
And that lower level?
Yeah.
You don't have to get a license from the state.
Well, you have to have a license to be a licensed professional counselor. You can call yourself a psychotherapist, but that, you know, that doesn't really mean anything.
I want to say
they didn't go out and get a full-blown degree.
You don't have to have a degree to say you're a psychotherapist. I call myself a psychotherapist, so it's confusing, you know.
But you're a psychologist.
Yeah, but I do psychotherapy, you know, so I'm a psychotherapist.
What's the difference between treating somebody? What's the difference? When do you go into psychotherapist mode and just psychologist mode?
Psychologist is a professional title. Psychotherapist is a sort of job description.
Sounds like you just treat nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so, there's nobody in the psychological world that endorses corporal punishment.
None that I've ever heard. I mean, you can probably find an outlier, but yeah.
Yeah, the guy that called up yesterday, whatever his title was, he had mentioned so many, what was he say, syndromes or other things can be rooted back towards, you know, the violence or of corporal punishment as a kid. What are some of those disorders?
That go back to being beaten? Like
yeah, if you get
post-traumatic stress disorder, for one, you know?
Anger management, anger problems.
Anger, yeah. Borderline personality.
Why is everybody looking at me?
Oh, I'm just...
You're at the center of the room.
All right. Only because I got whippings as a kid doesn't mean I got something wrong with me.
I got whippings as a kid. Tell us more about this disorder, Doc.
These disorders? The borderline personality disorder?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Borderline folks have trouble with their mood. They tend to get really down and then really angry and then really happy. It just
sounds bipolar.
It can mimic bipolar, and sometimes they're comorbid, so it's kind of hard to tease that out.
But theirs would be more of a treatment as opposed to drugs.
Yep.
I don't know. I think the only conclusion we came to is if you're going to do corporal punishment, use your hand so at least you get an idea of what kind of pain's being dispersed.
Yeah, you can share the pain a little bit. I
because if you hit somebody with a switch or a paddle or everything that we got beat with as kids, parents don't know how bad that hurts. They just go based on your screams, and then they tell you to shut up.
I go party line on this, and I believe this before I was a psychologist. You know, you don't hit. There's no need to hit kids. That's a failure on your part if you're hitting your kid.
Yeah, I was going to say if you don't do corporal and what's the guy's name?
Peterson. Adrian Peterson.
His kid with all the whelps. I didn't realize it until Dan brought it up yesterday. The kid's 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
What could he have done that in Peterson's mind would warrant a whipping that obviously lasted a while?
Precisely.
I think if I had kids, I would just, I don't know. If I won't hit my dogs, I don't think I'd hit kids.
I don't think you would either.
But at the same time, kids are able to, I would say, anger you in a way that maybe your animal can't, just because the child still has some level of reasoning.
Dude, you walk through the house one time and you slip in dog piss and bust your ankle.
I've observed parents who clearly don't comprehend the limited intelligence of a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
It's like, you're supposed to understand my complex mood at this point and speak up when I say speak up and shut up when I say shut up and don't cry when I'm hitting you unless I tell you to cry. You know.
And then you're getting whipped with a belt.
Yeah.
And your natural defense mode is to put your hand up.
And run. Yeah.
And what do they say? You put that hand down.
Mm-hmm. And then you tell, I can't.
Stop screaming. You're going to have to stop beating me. Oh, now you're going to get cute.
That's just common sense, Mama.
No, there's no. That's why, you know, when I was in trouble and I knew my dad was going to take care of it, I was happy. Few swipes with a belt, done. Not that hard. Knew what I'd done. I didn't repeat that. My mom was just on a mission. And without exaggeration, she actually had to stop a couple times because she got tired. And she still denies it. I never beat you like that.
Okay. You're right.
Well, somebody did. I don't think the beat fairy jumped in through the window.
Doc, what does it say about the abuser, the parent in that situation where it's gone on or it's happening that severely?
Well, that parent is out of control. They're angry, they're frustrated, and they don't have a lot of patience and skill with negotiating at the child's level.
Yeah, if you've already failed with a 4-year-old,
yeah,
you're obviously, your parenting skills aren't that good.
Yeah. It's also generational. It's like, you know, that excuse or that reasoning that this is how I was treated.
This is all I know.
It worked for me. There's nothing wrong with this.
Well, it's all I knew as a kid, of getting whippings.
Yep.
But again, I don't think, I've never really had to deal with kids. I don't think I'd, maybe a SWAT. Again, it's going to depend on what they did. If they did something to put themselves in harm's way, then yeah. And my mom would do that. But then anything else. Like when I flipped her off after she walked around the corner, she saw my shadow and I got another whipping. Sneaky Italian bitch.
So, yeah, she's you know, trying to exert her power at that point. That's not teaching you anything. She's just trying to win.
And that high-pitched scream while you're getting the whipping.
Oh, man. Just that's like a shrill, different than your girlfriend screams.
Yeah, it's a mama scream.
Yeah.
I don't even remember my mom screaming. All I could hear was my screams.
Yeah, it's not one of those things to where I hope she takes pictures for the photo album.
Yeah, it's amazing. All the things you'll put in that discolored, flowery booked photo album, but none of this. This was a huge part of my life.
Well, what does that tell you about you? Obviously, you were a bad kid. No, you didn't take pictures because you knew you were going to deny it 20 years later.
Doc, did you get whippings as a kid?
No. I'm told I got one spanking by my dad. I don't remember it.
Wow.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
Why would they tell you?
The story is about how my sister made him stop.
Do you know what he's talking about?
I mean, the reason
did you do?
I don't know. The reason the story is told isn't because I did something so bad. It's just that my father started to spank me and my sister made him stop.
No. What was he hitting you with?
His hand, I think.
Pussy.
See? You think of him differently. This goes back to what I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. When you had
I got whippings with a hand, pussy.
Exactly. There's a bond. When you've been beaten way we have, you bond
it.
With each other.
I believe that.
And you tell really fantastic, although horrible, stories.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't go along with what I said about I would use my hand if I did corporal punishment.
Right.
But we were going to whip it with a hand.
And really, once, and I don't remember it.
Big whipping I had looked like something out of a John Carpenter movie.
He threatened me one time when I was in the fifth grade. I took off on my bicycle at night and didn't come back for an hour. And the family was freaked out and searching for me. He assured me I'd get a whipping if I ever did that again.
Where'd you go?
I just drove around in the woods. We had a little turkey trot, you know, kind of path.
Masturbate?
Nope.
How old were you?
Fifth grade, whatever that is, 9, 10.
Yeah, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot. What did you say the biggest thing you got hit with was, Dan?
I think actually the switch that my cousin and I had used for sword fighting. That was the longest. The most durable... If not, the paddle would have been my mom's foot.
She beat you with her foot?
Oh, she can kick.
The Raphael Septian of moms?
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing I never got a whipping for, was leaving my toys out, because I know if I left them out, I was going to get a whipping with one of them.
It's a good thing you didn't leave out any folding chairs.
I didn't leave it. And you always, that was the thing that ruined Christmas. You'd open it up and go, I know I'm going to get whipping with this. I think I've said this before. We got a go-kart one year, and that's when Mark ran away. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lennar Homes. Starting off in Dallas, southbound 45, right at I-20. Got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the three left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Simpson Stewart. Also in Dallas, southbound 45, right at Overton. Got an accident there. It's now in the clearing stages. Traffic is still completely jacked up, though. Back from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. In Duncanville, westbound I-20, right at Duncanville Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. In Richardson, southbound 75, right at Beltline Road, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up all the way back to Renner Road. And finally, in Burleson, southbound 35W, right at Hidden Creek Parkway, got an accident there. That one has traffic completely jacked up back from Hallsbury Boulevard. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cotton Patch Cafe. Tonight, scattered storms, a low of 76, and tomorrow afternoon storms with a high of 87. Right now, it's 85, 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1.
97.1 The Eagle.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that she didn't throw at us when we were in trouble. Toys, 8-track tapes,
yes.
8-track players, 8-track tapes. You get hit with a Buck Owens 8-track, that'll mess you up.
That's usually in the car. I'd get
we had an 8-track player in the house. And albums, LPs. That bitch could throw LPs. Vinyl Ninja.
See, that I would be thoroughly frightened by that because I'd be afraid it would actually lose a limb. Like she'd throw it so hard it would just cut things.
Decapitate it.
Yeah.
What is I got hit with a Chubby Checker album one time.
Do you remember what it is?
What it was. You get hit with an LP. Chubby Checker's Twist Party.
Wow.
The bright orange.
Did she sling it at you or just hit you with it as she was holding it?
It'd be like Frisbee-ish. Okay. I don't know where you get that type of training. But almost all moms that throw stuff, you can forget about outrunning. It's like the movie, was it Phantasm?
Yes, that little ball.
Fear the ball.
Yeah.
Whatever she threw was going to make corners with you.
As much as you think you can escape or want to escape, there'll be none of it.
Training.
Special forces.
Well, how do you learn that? All right. How many people ever had, I know Dr. Thornton did, mom pull off the slipper and hit you with it before you got to the end of the hall?
I never had that? I never had that.
I thought that was the standard things with moms.
I don't.
Or
really,
sometimes she wouldn't even take it off to throw it. She would just kick it off and still nail me.
Yeah. I don't think my mom ever... I don't remember her trying to do that because I don't remember ever trying to run from her because I knew if I tried, I felt somehow she would still catch me.
Yeah, it was Michael Myers syndrome.
Yes, for me it was Jason. It's like you turn the corner and boom, he's there. You were just behind me.
What's the matter, Chloe?
I'm just reliving. One time my grandfather didn't have the belt. He pulled his boot off and used the heel of the boot. To spank me.
Damn.
Oh, right in the... Oh.
I can't think of anything else. Standard stuff, toys, Hot Wheel track, Hot Wheel cars.
Standard stuff.
Blenders.
No blenders. I did something after Christmas one year, and we had one of those silver aluminum Christmas trees that was in segments.
Yeah.
I got beat with the top part of one of those. There was no holiday that you couldn't just, hey, can't we just get along? There are times I would have rather gotten beaten by the LAPD. Alfie, what do you got?
Those are all people calling about corporal punishment.
I only want one. Give me one.
Line two.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Hi. Okay, I have a question for Dr. Thornton, and I was wondering if it's okay to spank a child if they're in danger, like they're about to run into the street or, you know, going to electrocute themselves, you know, to make a stronger impression in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, I think that's an exception to the rule.
You're okay with a swat on the ass?
Yeah.
Okay. Why, do you do that?
Yes. Any time that she's, like, in... you know, dire danger, then yeah, I'm going to want to rock her a little bit more than just a verbal warning.
What has she done?
Well, she almost...
Bored. I know the things I did, running into the street,
mm-hmm.
Sticking tweezers into the...
light socket?
Yeah. I don't know why I was always fascinated by that. Actually, I didn't get a whipping for that. She let me keep doing it until I got zapped.
She let you learn on your own. She knew you weren't any severe danger.
I'm sure she just
danger.
Looked at me and went, let him blow out a couple of teeth. He'll stop.
Just real quick, Doc, do you think there's a correlation in more parents not spanking their kids and more kids today acting like jerks?
No.
Just unrelated?
No.
Okay.
What do you think the what'd you call it, causal effect is?
I think it's complicated, but I think it's a combination of...
Less parenting?
Yeah, less parenting, this sort of affluence and this sort of idea that everything is coming to me. And there was that bad movement where every kid's a winner. I think kids got this entitlement thing, you know, fed down their throats. That,
and then you end up with the Occupy Wall Street movement. I think also, I'm just guessing, is when we were kids, there was less to do. We didn't have the electronics.
Right.
So they couldn't, like, park us in front of something, maybe the TV, but you got bored with that because when I was a kid, there were, you know, 4, 5, 8, 11, and 13 if you were feeling wild.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to watch Nova. Maybe National Geographic Special. Oh, and I can beat off to them chicks.
Those plates.
Yeah, I love those plates. I wonder what those are made out of. I wonder if those, that's where they got plate jobs from. I wonder if those things are made out of Melmac.
Yeah, we went outdoors and played, you know. We.
I mean, that sounds like a bunch of old guys sitting around talking, but there was less distractions or less things to do. Where now they can go, all right, go in there and watch one of the 400 channels or PlayStation, Xbox, whatever.
Mommy's phone, mommy's iPad.
Yeah, there are plenty of things you go. It's electronic pacifiers.
Yeah.
Hand them that, they'll be quiet.
And
we're kids, it's like, here. Well, that's a rock. Yeah. Look at it, be quiet.
Yeah, play with that.
Happy birthday.
Can I play with anything else? Play with yourself. All right, then.
Yay! We found a happy middle ground.
Hey, masturbation. All right. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, that's old. Body odor is among 52 criteria that officials at San Diego International Airport use to judge taxi drivers. Cabbies say that smacks of prejudice and discrimination.
Hey, if you stink, you stink.
Well,
I don't care what your perspective is. If somebody walks into the room and they go, God, what? What could that be?
To you, that person stinks. To that person, they smell normal.
Oh, well, that's your own perception.
For years, inspectors with the San Diego Regional Airport Authority run down their checklist for each cabbie. Drivers are graded, pass, fail, or needs fixing. Anyone who flunks the smell test is told to change before picking up another customer.
They said this is racially biased?
Smacks of prejudice and discrimination.
Well, not all cab drivers are white. They're not all foreigners.
Well, apparently there's enough of them that they feel that this is prejudice and discriminatory. Leaders of the United Taxi Workers of San Diego Union say the litmus perpetuates a stereotype that predominantly foreign-born taxi drivers smell bad. A 2013 survey of...
Okay, well, if they're specifically targeting foreign cab drivers, I don't know. I don't want to say too much. I think the parakeet test is probably a good one.
The parakeet test being...
You know, how they...
Canary in the
canary,
coal mine?
Yeah. What was it? If there was gas or whatever, the canary
would die. Yeah.
The canary would die before the humans would.
Yeah.
So put a canary in the cab. He dies, so you don't get in.
A 2013 survey of 331 drivers by San Diego State found 94% were immigrants and 65% were from East Africa. Drivers wonder how inspectors determine who reeks. One driver suspects they sniff inconspicuously during friendly conversations in the staging area. Other drivers question how inspectors distinguish between them and their cars. The checklist has a separate item for a vehicle's foul interior odors, which one driver says may include gasoline, vomit, or mildew.
And that could be an angle that they could go on so it didn't seem prejudicial is, hey, you don't keep the cab clean, it's going to stink. And we have standards. Of course, I've never gotten into a cab and thought, well, Luckily, the Department of Health is probably watching over this.
Yeah, it's more standard to get into a cab and go like, all right, I'm in a cab.
And they got those air fresheners for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Inspectors have been smelling drivers for years. There was no controversy until a union employee waded through a 568-page airport board agenda and noticed the checklist, which had been approved in July for revisions unrelated to the body odor test.
I'm missing something.
Basically, they've been doing this all along, but this guy noticed this test was part of a checklist, and he's like, hey, and then brought it up to everybody else.
But it said it wasn't related to body odor.
Yes.
The revisions were not related to body odor.
So it was just the car in general, not necessarily the cab driver.
No, it's the cab driver.
Well, if they stink, it's going to be body odor.
Yes.
It stink on your body. But they're saying in this it wasn't related to body odor.
Revisions unrelated to the body odor test.
Oh, okay. So the body odor test was still in place. There were just other revisions.
Yeah, they were keeping the body odor test because it was so convincing. They need this so bad. It's perfect as is.
Yeah, that's really kind of subjective.
Well, it's entirely subjective. Absolutely. I mean, if you have...
Well, stink is stink, but at a certain point, it's like, all right, I don't really prefer... Like, I don't like the smell of Brute. That cologne, it makes me nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people like it. That's subjective.
Right.
But if somebody smells like they're running around in their dirty pee pants, I think most people would say that would be a little more objective, going, yeah, running around in fecal foo-foo. That's not, no.
I think that, you know, the fecal foo-foo would be more universal. I think the difference is when you get difference in spices of food that people constantly consume, that's when the big difference can be had.
Well, it's like when I have Mexican food, I know I'm going to stink. I know I'm going to be flatulent. I look forward to it, but I don't do it in front of anybody.
Yes, you do.
I mean, outside of work.
Thank you. Because we feel it. We feel the oppression.
When was the last time, really, you're going to turn this into oppression?
Attica! Oh, my God! Where's Sharpton?
When was the last time you can recall me floating an air biscuit?
It's been a while. I'd say last week?
That was you, Dan.
Yeah, mother.
Yeah, that was your lingering monster.
No, hang on. I did have one. I did have the.
Now,
most
you
recent.
Had a couple last week.
Yeah, on
and
one
you,
day.
You sat there like, I don't smell anything. I'm going to wait till it makes the rounds and hits everybody in the room.
I did.
Quiet and smug.
And it was my own little personal rebellion to fight your oppressive regime.
And you act like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, that's my bad. I'm sorry.
I really didn't know how bad it was going to be when it happened. Afterward, I felt kind of bad.
Man, that smelled like a rancid construction site.
You said it smelled like yours.
Well, it does. I've noticed since I moved to Frisco, and also in this around this building, wherever there's construction going on, it's got that same smell. And I also noticed my farts changed smell when I moved. So they weren't so sulfury. They were, I don't even know how to describe it.
Was it cleaner or dirtier?
It's not as, I don't know. It concerns me. It's like, my doo-doo didn't used to smell like that. It was more, for me, it was more pleasing. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little more.
It's
avant-garde.
Is it kind of like it? Now it seems like someone replaced their gas in you, where it's like someone else's fart smell.
Yeah, Everett. He said when he had his ileum removed.
Yep.
And his farts changed smell.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing with me once I moved to Frisco. That's our focus on Frisco for today.
Farts smell differently here. Everything's different in Frisco.
Yeah, I don't know who you'd get to check the cabs. Go, yeah, that's not pleasant.
It would make
unless you got somebody blind. They couldn't tell race. You don't talk to anybody. Blind retarded kid.
What?
It's like a team of them. Sit there, what they think.
What? The blind aspect's good.
Yeah.
The retarded was a bonus.
I understand. Why is that a bonus?
I don't know.
They don't know what's happening. You just put them in there and see if
they
react.
Want somebody without filters.
Yeah.
Somebody that's going to be a little more honest.
All right, well, you may have a slight point there.
Somebody that's not worried about offending.
Blunt.
Okay. you want to go ahead and break here?
Jesus.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Put your headphones on. You're gonna sit there.
I'm putting them on. Are we not doing traffic?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Special commercial break, bought by Fox.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, it was 2 minutes.
Oh,
it was a quick break. Actually, I like those. The network will buy the entire stop set.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's only a couple of minutes, so instead of a 6 minute stop set, two.
He's coming back. Oh, are they back? What's going on? What's the deal? Oh, damn. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for some of ours that just kind of go by their watch to see when they come back.
Yeah, they know that 6 minutes and then, you know, some 3 or 4 minute some song.
Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 minutes of rock.
It's supposed to be. All right.
It's a bestseller at bake sales, the king of American confections, even a mandatory... Yeah, I get it. The iconic chocolate brownie has been banned in Vermont schools. In its place are new favorites like fruit shish kebab, kale, even gluten-free paleo lemon bars.
This is where?
Vermont.
In a... Oh, what'd you say? A school?
Yes, school.
How many kids do you think are going to eat kale?
Not many. Possibly none.
Kale, that big, dark, green, leafy?
Yeah. Leafy vegetable, yeah.
No.
It's good for you.
Sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
How come they can't have brownies?
The switch stems from nutrition mandates required under the new Smart Snacks in Schools program in effect for public schools. The new rules, which evolved out of Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010, spelled death to brownies, cupcakes, cookies, and other bake sale goodies used to raise money.
I was
money.
Just about to say, can they not have bake sales anymore? You can't have the, what they call it, cakewalks?
Yeah, cakewalk.
Or were they, isn't that the one, the musical chairs, whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I forgot about those.
So they can't do that? They can't, anything with, what, sugar in it? Anything tasty?
Anything that would be deemed unhealthy, cookies, cake, yeah. Brownies, cupcakes, cookies, and other bake sale goodies used to raise money for extracurriculars at money-strapped schools.
But you can make those low-fat, and now that you've got artificial sweeteners that will hold up to heat, I think it was Splenda that you couldn't bake with because it would break down in the oven. But now you've got other crap. So you can make it sugar-free and low-fat.
I'm not sure how that works, though, because when you're if you're selling them or giving them out to an entire school.
Well, I'm not going to eat any damn kale cakes.
Walking in a circle with a bunch of fruit.
Don't you want to win the fruit kebab?
No.
What about the kale cupcakes?
But yeah, if you're making something at home and bringing it to school, I don't know if you'd be able to give that out to all the kids. It would almost have to come from some sort of regulated
place. Well, I know
place.
You can't you can't bring anything into class and just hand it out anymore. But no bake sales, nothing unless it's no.
See, I'm not sure if that's just what it is in Vermont or if it really is you can't have any of that stuff. Because I remember in high school, we would sell cookies to fund the after prom party.
Then they, I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
Nothing. In case you had a... Never mind.
Okay.
I'll turn the mics off.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a cookie everybody loves.
Uh-huh. Why would you have a party called that? After... Hmm? I'm sorry, where are you going? After what?
I'm not sure if you can still do that or not. Because they would do the bake sale. But it was like an every week thing. It wasn't once a semester or something. And they used all that money to go towards doing everything for the after prom party.
So I'm going to guess Girl Scouts are I'm sorry, that was a bad phrase to use. Girl Scouts are out of luck.
That's much better.
Because no cookies, nothing.
Well, that just means you can't sell them in the school. You can still sell them outside. And that's where most of the Girl Scouts and things. So many of the ones I see now, it's either...
Parents.
If it's not in front of a store somewhere, it's parents bringing the list up to work saying, hey, it's that time.
No.
It's not how many boxes would you like. It's how many boxes of each kind. Or should I just get you the whole crate of Samoas?
You selling Hawaiians?
Samoa's a type of cookie.
Oh.
It's also completely unrelated to Hawaii.
And I know this has nothing to do with the story, but what is it the kids are supposed to learn, the Girl Scouts, if the parents are out selling the cookies at work?
Well, that's the part where they could learn that if sometimes your parents will do things for you to help you get ahead.
But the whole idea is supposed to be learning about capitalism or going out, selling stuff, making money.
You know what? In that case, maybe that makes sense as far as learning capitalism. You learned that sometimes as the head of your organization, you delegate to the people who could best maximize your profits. Give the
Somebody's
going to
have to learn how to sell something, because if you delegate to everybody, all of a sudden you got Amway and nobody's selling anything.
Well, hopefully the idea is... The parent takes the list to work once, and then the other time, the girl is having to go door to door or standing out in front of a store.
I don't like that either.
I hate that. God.
Excuse me.
Shut up.
No.
Or you just act like you're on the phone, because you don't want to be rude to them, because that's you're talking about girls that are maybe 10, 12, yeah. Something like that. So you don't want to, you don't think all adults are a-holes. So you try and wait. You wait till maybe they got a couple of people stuck there.
This is what I do.
And you sneak in, or you're on the phone, or all of a sudden something's more interesting off to your right where they're not.
Yeah, you throw it.
I have to watch this when I walk in.
It's even better if you can throw a diversionary flashbang.
It's one of the times you wish you had a pair of those Beats headphones.
I was racking my way.
Yeah.
I'm just moving to the soundtrack of my life. But at the same time, you can't do it anymore the way like I did for raising money for my baseball league, going door to door. And I went door to door by myself.
Come on in.
I can't do the whistling thing.
That's actually pretty, you're pretty close to him.
Well, hi, Chris. Why don't you take your shirt off?
I can't even do the whistle.
The whistle part I cannot do.
Well, I was going to try and whistle while you were doing it.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
I can't make the noise, though.
Really? A grown man trying to whistle on the radio.
How does that guy do that on Family Guy?
Some people can just do it.
Shut up, Chloe. You done the bit up. Move on, Dan.
You sound like a bad windstorm.
No, when is it? Why is it things change at a certain point? It was okay to let us go door to door.
Yeah, not only and
by ourselves. And I never had to do that. But
move it into trick or treating. It used to be you could go into a strange neighborhood, door to door at night, and trick or treat. Now daytime with your parents.
And sometimes, I'm sure going to other neighborhoods is out of the question now. Because that's what we used to do. I think most kids would. You go, all right, screw this neighborhood. I know everybody on this street's a tight ass.
Right. You go to the nice neighborhood where they got the big size candy bars.
Oh, there's little Snickers. That. I'm going over to Highland Park where they know how to treat a kid.
That's right. They pull out all the stops. The big candy bars, man.
All right, move on.
I am. Neil Young and Daryl Hannah are together. Daryl's 53, Neil's 68. Neil is also recently divorced from his wife of 36 years.
Neil Young?
Yeah.
We're talking about the guy that looks like an old Dwight Schrute.
Even more so now.
From The Office.
Yeah.
Get on. The big sideburns?
Yes.
Neil Young.
Neil Young.
How bad does Daryl Hannah look?
Get yourself a little goog. Going.
Well, of which one?
Both. Just type in both their names. Neil Young and Daryl Hannah.
How do you spell? I don't know how to spell the porn star's name. Because it's a Daryl Hannah porn star.
Okay. Neil Young, N-E-I-L.
I need the porn.
Daryl Hannah, D-A-R-Y-L.
Never mind. Images. All right, you're jacking with me.
Nope.
Have you seen a current picture of Neil Young?
Yes.
I'm not kidding. He looks like an 80-year-old Dwight Schrute.
Let me see which one you got pulled up. I saw one the other day. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Isn't that close?
It's pretty close.
I forget the actor's name. Rainn Wilson?
Rainn Wilson, yeah.
That's what he looks like, with bigger sideburns, and you tack on another 50 years.
And pounds.
What? What? Okay, they're doing what?
They're together. Apparently, one of the things they have very much in common is activism. The source says they've been dating for months.
Chloe, have you seen a current picture of Neil Young? Most people aren't going to know who he is because, you know, it was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and a couple of songs he had.
Right.
Oh, my God, he's gone.
I can't even think of any hits. Obviously, nobody can.
I'm not a Neil Young fan, so it's really hard for me to pull something out.
So she's with him because they share some charity cause?
No, it's not charity. It's basically activism, like for the environment and things. They're hippies. The source says they've been dating for months. They've taken no effort to even hide it. They've appeared at many, many protest rallies together over the past year.
Maybe she's having to serve some type of community service. Mm-hmm. All right, Neil Young is how old?
Neil is 68, which honestly, that's not a good-looking 68. That's pretty rough looking.
That's not a good-looking 88.
Yeah, it's...
All right, you've seen a picture of him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that on top of you?
Oh, God. Especially if he's trying to serenade. Oh.
Isn't he the one that sounds
like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, rocking in the free world.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, that was almost natural enough to let fly.
Yeah. All right, I keep looking at pictures. I don't get it. I mean, Daryl Hannah obviously doesn't look like she did in Splash, but it's still something I would pork.
Yeah, and she's 53. So, I mean, obviously there's a 15-year age gap, but...
It looks like it's a wider gap.
But he's a musician, and women always seem to make an exception for a musician as far as looks. I don't know if it's be up on stage playing the guitar, singing, performing, or just a creative aspect, being able to write a song and a melody.
It's got to be the writing. I can't think it's all the performing, because playing in our band is not getting me laid.
It might.
It might what?
It could get you laid.
If I... play?
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I'm gonna swear again.
No, there's no reason to swear, because it's not like there's any. You don't have a system set up for groupies. Every great band has had some system set up to where they would get the hoochies backstage and service the band.
You're right. I saw Gene Simmons work a crowd once with one of his, we'll just call it roadies, yeah, assistants, whatever. He would point at chicks and make sure that the guy, his roadie, knew. Go get that one, and that one, and that one.
Right.
And not that one. And I don't care if that one's friends with that one didn't come back. And he would point out, this was a meet and greet at Starplex, at least 10 chicks. Go get those. And that was just Gene Simmons. I don't know what Paul Stanley, at the time, it wasn't the original lineup.
So
it
now
was
what,
Bruce Kulick and Eric Singer. I don't even know if they got chicks backstage.
Maybe they just got whatever Gene didn't take.
Or after he was done.
Oh God.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'll take this one. You may want to let it drain for a couple of minutes.
It's just outside the bus. It's just chicks lined up on a wire.
Yeah. Get her to twerk for a couple of minutes. Get most of that out.
So I would wonder about that with 10 chicks. How many is he actually going to have that evening? Or is it a
numbers thing? I don't
know.
Maybe it was a crapshoot of, okay, you go get them because probably not all of them are going to want to be with, Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Right. But it still looks good for the after party. You have a bunch of hot chicks there. And then you get one or two.
And Bruce Kulick or Eric Singer. Damn, cream pie again.
Those selfish pricks. Oh, sorry.
Can you imagine taking a chick after Lemmy from Motorhead had finished with her?
Oh, my God. No.
No. This one's got a good cream pie, mate.
Oh, God. I'd be afraid there's some sort of mini Lemmy that's going to come get me afterwards.
Man, that chick got moles on her vagina now.
How did that happen so fast?
We have one more break?
Yeah.
We have one or two?
Just one.
Ugh. You want to go now or you want to wait?
Wait.
All right. Good, man.
Okay.
How did we get into sloppies after Gene Simmons?
Effing Neil Young.
Oh. I don't know how Daryl Hannah just doesn't vomit on him.
She's obviously turned on by him.
He looks like her pawpaw. What?
I don't know. I can't explain what she sees in him other than he's, in her mind, probably a creative genius, and they also believe that they hate oil together.
No.
Is that not enough to have some old lady crawl on you?
If that old chick looked like Neil Young... I don't care if she was pro police and fire and pro against homeless animals, whatever. I know.
Mm-mm. Like the old lady from the Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Hey, we're going down. Why don't you do the same thing before we drown? Come on.
Oh no.
Get you some mammal clam.
Although she wasn't old when the Titanic went down.
No, but yeah. But there were some old ladies on there. That's for sure.
Like at the end when she threw the heart thing over.
What heart thing?
She threw
the necklace. The jewelry.
Yeah, she's old.
Yeah, we're going down. I'm going to go find me some twinks.
I'm going to go hit up this band.
Train on his band. I gave Benny Goodman a reach around once.
All right, I blew a book.
Good, you deserve it.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
652, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Let's start off in Dallas, southbound 45, right at I-20. Still got that overturned 18-wheeler blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Illinois Avenue, about an hour delay through it. In Forney, eastbound Highway 80, right at FM 688, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Collins Road. It's about an hour delay through that mess as well. Moving into Richardson, southbound 75, right at Beltline, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Benner Road. In McKinney, southbound 75, just before El Dorado, that accident there has been cleared out. Traffic's still backed up back from University. And finally, in Burleson, southbound 35W, right at Hidden Creek Parkway, that accident there has been cleared. Traffic is still backed up, though, back from Aylesbury Boulevard. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of pit tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Tonight, scattered storms, 76 for the low. Then tomorrow, some storms possible in the afternoon with a high around 87. Right now, it's 83 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Neil Young isn't like a like a Sean Connery old, to where you get some chicks, younger chicks, still wanting to be with Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery will be hot up until the time he dies.
Neil Young is just like nasty. That's Neil Young is worst case scenario. What would you want to look like?
Ugh. Because I don't really think Neil Young ever really looked good, even when he was younger. He always looked bad.
I wonder who else he's dated. Daryl Hannah can't be the first hot chick.
Well, the story had said that he's recently divorced, but he was married for 36 years. So as far as openly dating somebody else, it's pretty much going to be just the wife for so long.
And what if he's, you know, as far as sexual fetishes, what if he's into ATM?
God, I do.
Oh, Daryl. Hannah.
Just think of all the things. You can forget about the normal STDs that you would catch from him. You got to worry about, like, hoof and mouth. Lyme disease.
Parvo.
Things that, it's like, all right, you want Lyme disease or syphilis? I'll take syphilis for $50, Alex.
Yeah, it's like, do you want the human version or do you want some sort of livestock disease?
What do you guys, you having sex with Neil Young, what do you guys use for lube? Seven Dust? I'm tired of getting ticks in my clam hair.
Ugh.
God.
That's right.
Hey, let me pull it out of your bobo and stick it up here.
Oh my God.
No. Forget that. No. No free world.
What if it's a switched ATM?
I don't care what it is. Just the fact that he would be naked on top of some anything female.
Well, he's gonna have desires. He is a man. He has needs.
I bet his sperm looks like SpaghettiOs.
Maybe that's why Daryl Hannah likes him.
I'm just, you know, it's just like at a certain age, it's like, yeah, well, blood comes out everywhere now.
Yeah, but it just leaks that.
Your sperm looks like it's got pasta and tomato paste in it. Yeah, that happened around 1982.
Letters?
It's around the time I told Crosby to suck it.
All right, if you had to, gay sex with Neil Young or Bob Dylan?
Oh, God, man. Oh, my God.
Why do you do this?
You got to pick one.
Bob Dylan. And I'm not really sure why.
I think I'd probably have to go with Bob Dylan, too.
I just think that for whatever reason, he seems less frightening, less gross.
But the sounds he would make, I think, would be worse.
I'll cover
his... man.
Put my feet.
Yeah, it's kind of like a rock and roll Jerry Seinfeld.
But isn't Bob Dylan, isn't he smaller?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up. Let's see, Bob. Let's see what a current picture is.
Because Neil Young, I looked when I was searching for him earlier, he's 6'1", so he's a bigger guy. But Bob Dylan's little. I don't know why that seems better.
Here's the current picture of Bob Dylan. You want to see it?
Yeah. No. No. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I have Jacob Dylan?
His kid?
Yeah.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
At least he's pretty. I'll stick with Bob Dylan.
All right.
No.
Bob Dylan, Neil Young, or Merle Haggard?
Ooh.
I think I'd have to go with Mighty Merle.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings.
Ew. Actually, Merle's coming to town soon, I think.
I think Waylon Jennings is dead.
Yeah.
I'm still going with Waylon.
And they cut off his feet before he died.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, he had diabetes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Oh,
you made it sound like he had to fit in the coffin.
Ain't got enough money for full size. You know what? The bottom half is always covered up. Just cut off the feet. I've had enough of today.
You can still take him with him. Just throw him in the bottom. Oh, God. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
Metroplex.